Start with little Fresno, add equal parts Fontana and Fairfax. You'll end up with some mighty fine, perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer show.
Ooh, is it now?
I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt. Hopefully my parts stay in the show.
What? I hear faint voices in the background.
Don't edit me out.
What's that whisper?
What are we going to do this week, Nick?
Talk about
just me and you,
beer.
Nick.
Yeah. We'll just do whatever we want since it's just us two.
There's a lot of beer for us to drink.
Nice.
That guy sound like a nighttime.
So there's
show.
Only that means there's only top four, top four and bottom four. There's no middle four. There's only two.
Oh, that's right. Then we need more people.
We need more people.
I guess we'll let the beer brewer be on mic.
Yay!
Beer brewer has a mic. And this, I don't know if you're paying attention last week. You may know what the hell's going on here.
We had a little teaser last week.
Yeah.
Well, some people say threaten.
The question is, do you listen? Do you listen?
For the first time ever, special beer drinkers. Everybody knows them in California. Widely known throughout California. Fontana Jim.
Yeah. Well, hello.
Whoa, bro. On the mic. That's not a phone call.
The original keep up the good work.
Guys. This is the extended phone call.
He found a way to get
we're gonna cut
more
you
than
off
3 minutes.
3 minutes if you start.
Yeah. You only have 3 minutes per talk.
But that means I get all 3 minutes all to myself. Yeah.
But we can still commentary over it.
Oh, yeah.
Drop call.
Oh, don't think you won't be tangent. We will tangent the fuck out of you.
And Paul in Fairfax is in Fresno. Hello. Paul from Fairfax is in Fresno.
I'm not in Fairfax.
Paul is not in Fairfax. Are you living in Fairfax still?
I am temporarily, get this. My son and I are staying in Nevada with my mom.
Oh, Nevada.
Yeah.
When I first met producer Becky, she was living in Nevada in an apartment in Nevada.
Is there a basement or attic situation added onto this? Just okay.
It's regular ground level.
It's a townhouse.
Okay. I mean, I've seen movies of things like this happening, so I just
Oh, the middle-aged guy moves back in with his mom and lives in the basement for the rest of.
You still have all your high school trophies.
Ah, meatloaf.
Or that.
All the movies I saw was the mom's friend, and they aren't on regular TV.
I see where you're going.
So you're in the home of Moylan's, though. So
my mom is literally across the highway from Moylan's. Oh, I have been hitting Moylan's a lot, and we just got a brand new tap room bottle shop called Beer Craft. I have to give them a shout out, and I'm there. 100 times a week.
Beer craft.
The kids will know what
do
you
they
mean.
Know it's you when you come in?
They have no idea. But now that I'm promoting them,
yeah.
I have to go and say, hey,
come on, beer
come
craft.
On, guys. You got to listen.
And there's that other place across that's in the shopping center a little bit south of Moylan's.
Oh, Hot Monk?
Yeah, Hot Monk. Hot Monk. Yes.
Yeah.
So there's something.
There's beer options. I mean, I'm all over the Bay Area all the time.
So yeah.
It's not as if I'm hurting.
Yeah, so this is a legendary.
Paul. He's almost out of shower beers.
Yeah, Paul. Yeah, how good's the shower at your mom's?
It's tiny. And, you know, half the time I'm in there showering and on the phone and my mom walks in.
With your beer.
Privacy. Come on, Mom. Trying to make a call here.
I wrote it on the chalkboard.
It's okay. I've seen you naked. I don't care anymore. It's not an excuse.
And from the Futon 55, unmiked, but still here, it's a Condominium Brewing.
I don't know if that's an upgrade or a downgrade.
I don't know. Justin and Jake over here. Jake from State Farm.
I really think they're just here to drink our beer. I'm not sure. They haven't quite beer. Figured it out yet.
They brought beer.
Yeah, they heard I had some field work, so they're...
Oh.
Wanted to see how lousy it really was.
It sucks.
So the two fellas,
go to the tap room.
Two fellas here, they were hanging out at the Tioga's, and no spoilers, sorry. And
been caught drinking, man, anybody?
And Jake walks in, and I was like, oh my God, guys, I'm all, that's Jake from Safe Harbor. And I walk over to him,
yes,
I'm
Jake.
I'm all, that's and everybody kind of freaked out a little bit, and we all calmed down.
Silver Sharpies just all
everybody's
around.
Everybody's whispering in the whole place, that's a fuck. What a fuck. And then famous.
He does look hideous.
And then all the normal people are like, what the fuck are those idiots whispering about? Yeah.
All I know is they're in my way. I'm trying to get a beer.
Yeah, trying to get a beer. But that's, don't you know, that's Paul Fairfax. Okay.
All I know is he's Paul taking too fucking long.
Pretty much.
Well, we're getting kind of dry. Ooh. Oh, I don't like that one.
It needed a psst.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a little delayed, bro. So.
Wow. What is this show coming to?
Top four.
Oh.
Smells like a 22 ounce.
It must.
Yeah. This must be... is the brand new Kern River Hop Nookie.
Nookie. Nookie. The percentage. We
yeah, I was
going to
say. Oh, yeah.
Oh, guess the percentage.
Now we have a little bit more time to kill. There's
Hop Nookie going around from left to right of your podcast. There's
lots of aroma to steal.
Four more people to pass this around to.
Yeah.
Now what? Dun, 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 dun.
Our tailgating beers, we had some. Fontana Jim brought some Stone and Joy Afters, the 314-16 Bread IPA, and the 1031-15 Bread IPA.
Mind the table.
And then also the Hangar 24 Orange Wheat. And then...
Well, you tried, so that's all I got.
And Jake from State Farm brought out a year-old Tecumseh. The
Farmersville Tecumseh.
The Farmersville Tecumseh. If you want to get an old Tecumseh, go to Farmersville.
There's two things that exist in Farmersville. It's Tecumseh and CB Performance.
Hmm. Now we're all in
for all your
trying
Volkswagen
to
needs.
Hop
all your Volkswagen needs.
Go to CB Performance.
River. There you go. Good note.
New system.
South Valley guy.
I thought it tasted different.
This is brewed off the new system. Yeah, I was going to say, this is a new system brew.
It's like a tune-up brew.
I can taste the
doesn't
steel.
Doesn't have that, what do you call it?
That new dust.
Just kidding. I really like Adrian. I assume he had... I don't know what he actually does there. I assume he has part in brewing. All I know, he could be the guy who just cleans kegs. Who knows?
Button pusher.
Somebody used to work at Tioga. He branched off to a few different things, but recently he's been at Kern. Who?
Who?
Sparge Who? Watcher.
ABV guesses.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Wow. Wow. Somebody's antsy.
I'm on point.
Yeah, dude. Keep us together, man.
Cannot
trying to keep
wait.
The calls tight, Mikey.
Keep those calls Woo! Tight.
I'm going to say 8.5.
I like it. You're hired.
8.5 is my guess.
All right.
I'm going for 6.7.
You're going 6.7.
6.7, right. Alex.
That's bold.
You're going for that Price is Right low.
Yeah, without going over.
Paul?
I say 11.3.
Whoa.
Whoa. Wow. We have got some different
severely
choices
regret
here.
My decision on
Jim. I don't know if there's that much heat
Montana
on this.
Jim.
I'm going to roll in Price is Right style and go 6.8.
Wow. Wow. I cannot believe the differences here.
I was just fed my own medicine, and boy, is it bitter.
Futon? Seven from
Jake.
I'd
say
10.8.
Ten eight from Justin.
See? Something's going on here. Something's
the winner
going
is Justin with 10.8.
No!
Because it's 11%. Oh, and he went under.
Right in the middle.
He went under.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes. Paul and Justin basically nailed it.
Another sip. You get one more sip.
Man, that
beer.
Was crazy. That's a big difference there. Everyone was all over the place.
Well, to me, when beers start getting over 8 to 9 to 10, 11%, it's almost like they start getting apple-y in flavors to me. Kind of like you bit into an apple. But that could just be me. It's probably not.
Now I taste apple. Great. Yeah,
thanks.
Don't forget the craisins. How about craisins?
Craisins.
Are craisins in this beer?
Craisin IPA.
Craisin IPA.
Let's get a quick Pablo's update. What's the Salbar situation like now?
Just the same. They increased the tub size for the croutons, bacon, and all the dry goods at the end. they are now like three.
In other
times
words, they got tired of filling them 12 times an hour.
So now, if you just want a plate of croutons, and you could do it. You could do it.
There's croutons and bacon bits.
Nothing they can do.
This counts as a salad.
It came from the salad bar. This is salad.
Yeah. This is salad.
And when we were there, they actually mentioned that they have a radio in there. And I guess they said that they've listened to our podcast over their system.
Yes. What?
And I think because we called them out on that show specifically, I think they played that while they were prepping or something like that.
Oh, my God. I can't be true.
But that was mentioned. Absolutely.
They stayed unbiased, though.
Wow.
No raisins, no crazies.
They claimed on the Fresno's Instagram that it is they are working on improvements.
Whoa.
On the salad bar.
So. Awesome.
Yeah, they've really stepped up their social
media. Yeah, you got a social media person working.
Oh, did you meet the social media person?
I think it was Consensus.
No, but we've been personally contacted by them, so I know something's happening.
Oh, thanks. Paul, shut up. It's not your turn.
You should have been doing that.
I think we should look at Paul directly every time we play one of his songs. See his reaction to his own song.
You have to do that live, Paul.
But by the way, your royalty checks in the mail.
When you feel you need to step in, go ahead and do a tangent. Just live.
Can we get him some reverb?
Yeah, I
need a little reverb. Echoplex, maybe. Flange. No. I would love to hear Paul with some flange on.
Yeah, he needs a little flange.
Oh, see?
You should try my triple flange IPA.
Why does that not here?
Acoustic ale.
It's flangy.
It's got a flanger in it.
Acoustic ale should have.
You just
that.
Gave them an idea. There you go. Make a triple flange.
Triple flange.
Triple flange.
Write it down.
Right.
So this Hopnuki.
It's good.
Excellent.
It's very good.
Triple. Excellent. It's a triple.
The right amount of hops.
Jim and Nick thought it was a regular IPA.
Excellent malt bill.
Yeah.
Got a great nose. She's got a great nose.
Lots of aroma to steal. That's true.
Yeah. Well, all right. So.
No, it's a hit.
Paul and Jim, new to the show, officially being on the
Beer
show.
Street.
It's time for Beer Street. We don't have a Paul song. Beer Street.
Beer Street.
Beer Street. If you think of something live, Paul, you just go with it.
Can I? All right.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to lube.
There's
up
a guitar right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, more lube.
Yeah.
Yep. It's in tune. Should be still in tune.
Baby drum set.
Yeah.
Feel free.
My son had one of those, not with the pink things. But I actually liked it. I liked the way it sounded, the way it felt.
Nice, nice.
I won't do it tonight.
I'm leaving. That's it. I quit.
So beer, do you want to do your beer?
You want to do
Jim,
some beers?
Jim, beer history.
You don't have to give an exact age, but some stuff you're drinking early
What did you drink before craft beer? And what was your gateway beer?
Okay, before craft beer, let's see. See, I was born, I'm just a shade over 40, so I hit the 21s in the 90s, which was during the big...
Zima, bro!
But I was...
Something different?
Want something different?
I was more one of those Red Wolf, Red Dog kind of guys.
Yeah, Red Dog.
Wow. Never heard of that.
No, yeah. Yeah, I remember me and my friends, like, we were like, when Red Dog came out, we were just big red, like, yeah, Red Dog, check it out. And we were all, like... For like a hot 3 months, it was just
Red Dog, Red Dog, Red Dog, Red Dog.
Hey, that was craft beer, though.
That was craft beer. I mean, you get the Red Wolf, you go, ow, and you open the bottles.
You had to?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That must have been a local law.
Local sanction.
Yeah, it was a Fontana thing.
So from there, let's see. I guess my first foray into craft beer would be the good old Sierra Nevadas.
Yes.
Classic.
Ding, yep. Ding, ding.
Lee, the champ. I think. Sierra Nevada
the
pale.
The Valley champ.
Did you just pick up a pail and go, what the fuck is that? No, like, I'll have another.
Yeah. It was
how much are these? Free? Oh, I don't care.
It was one of those weird things where I tasted it. I poured it out. I drank it. Wow, this tastes as green as the fucking label. But I kind of like it because it's different. And I just kept on drinking those.
Nice.
That's how it goes. Nobody should like this, but I'm going to keep drinking it anyways. Yeah.
That started your, that began the road, the path.
Yes, the path down to righteousness. This is.
Paul.
Well,
what were you drinking before? Come on.
I mean, I was drinking it all. I think there's no distinction.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the crappy beer. When I was in high school, we were all pretty into being ironic. So I remember. King Cobra malt liquor had just come out, and I love the commercial that don't let the smooth taste fool you with that like Shaft guy or whatever.
I'm not gonna like it.
So Lando, bro.
That was so Lando, yeah.
I started. That was
yeah.
That was. I didn't realize that. Holy man. Shit! I didn't realize that was.
Yeah, it's smooth.
Okay. I'm embarrassed for not realizing that. Oh man. But anyway, yeah. So we kind of jokingly got into the idea of King Cobra, but I think I probably only had it about two times and. But I don't think there was like necessarily. I mean, I it was definitely the Anchor or the Sierra, but there wasn't like this watershed moment because I kind of remember we were always drinking. Sometimes there was a six pack of Anchor, sometimes there was a six pack of Mickey's Big Mouth, and it didn't. I mean, I remember getting a six pack of Liberty Ale when I was 19, and drinking and going, fuck, this is like kind of like he was saying, like this is so fucking bitter. Oh my god, but. I, for some reason, want to keep drinking it, but I don't know. It was a gentle wave of gradually.
It
just
wasn't
pushing
just like
a shitty beer.
Now the door's open, buy shitty beer.
Yeah, it wasn't like, oh, okay, I've had that and I'm never going to turn back. But now the idea of drinking shitty beer.
Sucks.
It sucks.
What we got, Jim?
Speaking of shitty beer.
Well, so in my. In my beer box that I brought up, I made it a personal mission to try and get a beer tailored to each one of the three perfect poor podcasters.
Oh.
And I know within the last episode or two, I know Mikey was talking about, oh, I don't like spicy in my beer, except unless it's a pumpkin beer in the fall. So
That's like an exact recording I just
played. Let's play a clip from the last show.
So this was one of the last beers from my old Houston connection. That's from Carbosh Brewing. That's Crunkin' Punkin from last fall's batch.
Oh, man. You're the reason we had so much Houston beer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was actually surprised how good the Houston beer was.
I thought it was a jab at me. I saw that orange label and I'm all, don't let it be pumpkin, don't let it be pumpkin, don't let it be pumpkin.
And it's pumpkin.
Pumpkin in July. Halloween in July.
I'm surprised the Halloween or, what do you call it, Oktoberfest beers are not out yet.
It's coming. It's
July, for God's sake.
Hey, July Marzins.
One more month. Going around from left to right, podcast style. Everyone's got their pumpkin beer.
But it's not the worst one I've had.
Oh.
No, it's got some mellow on it.
This is an actual pumpkin versus pseudo pumpkin. Yeah.
Four, six.
I'm saying 5.9.
Ooh,
I gotta find it first.
I saw it online. If you want me to tell you,
on the nets.
Yeah, mine. I'm
checking.
It's
7.9. What?
Whoa! Hey, that's a smooth 7.9. There,
I'm off this week.
It's a huge bitch.
Wow.
Seasonal ale brewed with pumpkin and spices.
Aha!
There you go.
Actual pumpkin.
I've actually always thought that. If you took away the spices and did like maybe like a pumpkin stout or a pumpkin porter, It could actually work. I'm like you. I'm not a fan of the pumpkin beers, but I do think it could work in the right. I've actually thought about doing like a butternut stout. I thought that might be kind of good. It could be horrible too, but it's worth it's worth experimenting with.
You would think.
What's that?
Elysian has a pumpkin stout and a coffee pumpkin.
Oh yeah.
They really work.
Yeah. And they're not spicy.
Elysian has a coffee pumpkin stout that work.
Buy a beer.
Without being too yammy.
Oh, don't worry.
We
make sure you always bring wine.
Oh.
Look at that.
Jake from State Farm has always got to bring a buyout beer. Just to stir up shit.
I brought a buyout beer.
Of course you did.
Just for case.
What?
Which one? Okay. We can go to that now.
We can go. Now, we got a lot. We got a lot to get through this week.
We do have
here.
A lot to get through. Now, pre-buyout, this was probably one of my favorite beers in Evers.
Oh, no.
No.
This is the Ballast Point Thai
Who?
Chili Wahoo.
Are these like these
top
a new four. Guy?
I've met her before.
Top four.
So...
This beer's got a little heat on it.
Ooh, heat.
And chili. A little background story behind this beer. When I used to go down to San Diego, it only be pre-buyout, it was only at the brewery maybe half the time that you'd go there. And then when you went there, maybe a third of that time it was actually there, they let you take a growler of it home.
Just sniff.
Wow, it's super
It used to be rare, which leads me to my one knock on Mikey and the buyout necessities, the sellout necessities. If buying out a beer allows that brewery to produce more beer and more of their experimental beers, isn't that better for all of us beer drinkers?
Yes. Will they ever admit that? No.
Technically.
That's a deep philosophical question.
I'm just saying.
It's a great theory, but does it happen? Or do we just get more core beer?
Well, look at the quote-unquote garbage that Ballast Point's been kicking out. And I'm not a big Ballast Point honk.
Yeah.
But 4 years ago, you didn't see all these crazy different Sculpin brands. You didn't see the vanilla stouts out there. It was just their core brands. That's all you ever saw.
Yeah, but I also have not seen a surplus of barrel-aged Sea Monster or
true.
You know, Victory at Sea. We've got peppermint. Yay.
That was horrible.
Right, exactly. That's what we got out of the deal. Was...
Yeah, but they did events around it where they had multiple ones, like Cinnamon and stuff like that.
But we haven't seen that. The outside market of San Diego...
That's because you can't make it to one of their 20 different tasting rooms.
Right.
I can point to one.
Also, something we've not gotten is one of 20 tasting rooms.
Yeah, they're opening one in Fresno next week.
Well, then I'll be there. No.
Your culture.
Paul from Fairfax would know more about Fresno than we do. That makes perfect sense.
You're going to say something. What were you going to say?
I have one example of, and this is a different era of beer, but it's an example of how a buyout did turn beer to shit. So back in the 90s, when I remember that, you know, trying all kinds of beers, one of my favorite beers.
When Eddie Vedder ruled the world.
Yeah, when Eddie, yeah, exactly. The amber was on top. Seattle was on top.
Yeah.
And Red Hook was on.
Oh, time. Yeah.
And I toured the Red Hook Brewery in the 90s when it was small, and their beer was solid. They had tons of varieties that I liked. I even think that they were the first brewery to do like a coffee infused. They merged with Starbucks, you know, they did the Starbucks cappuccino style. But then they did their little, it was kind of the shifty, shady craft beer alliance thing where like AB owned 30% of the shares and they called it craft beer alliance. So it sounded like it wasn't, it wasn't a sellout. But very quickly after that happened, the quality of that beer just went like it tanked. I mean, Red Hook, I haven't had a Red Hook recently, but I mean, I'm pretty sure it's still pretty mediocre. It's probably better than Miller Lite, but it's not that much better. And so that, I think these days there's a higher emphasis on quality. And so I think it would be harder for Ballast Point to just start cutting corners and to go downhill because people would notice it more.
Yeah.
Although people did notice it because I'm a testament to that. I used to like Red Hook and now I don't like Red Hook. So that's always a fear of mine with the buyouts is that kind of thing could start happening. They could start saying, well, we can't afford this level of ingredients anymore. And, you know, as the distribution and the demand for the product goes up, Goose Island, definitely. That's one that that's another perfect example.
Two more bottlings or two more variants of the
It is starting to happen slowly, and we might start seeing it more with these guys and others. So I don't know.
My I always go back to the essence of it is they don't need me anymore. Mm-hmm. They have plenty of money. They're all set. I have plenty of choices. It's not the 90s where I don't have choices. Like I can just go, okay, Ballast Point's they're done for me. They don't need me. I don't need them. I've got choices. They have the bearded brewer to buy all their beer. I'm
You're the one writing the breakup letter, not me.
I'll still kiss her once in a while.
Yeah.
Ballast Point.
Dear Ballast Point. Once have fun with the bearded brewer. See if I can.
Used to get me through the night.
With a tear-soaked note.
Yeah. Okay. Once you said I love you, that didn't mean anything to you. Ballast Point, you son of a bitch.
Was it me that you're looking for?
But yeah, congrats to people that make money, and I know it's a business, but I like the punk rock aspect of craft beer. And if somebody's making good beer and is punk rock at the same time, I'm gonna gravitate to them, and just be bored by somebody that's corporate. So sorry.
Well, if you're going to do one of those, you probably...
All right, now we're working out what's going to be the next beer. There's some debating.
I like this kind of situation.
I like how they're consistent. They have gold on their label, and they use the gold Sharpie. Yeah.
Which is handwritten, which is printed.
I love gold!
Crowler, called it. That's Crowler.
Yeah, that's Crowler. I can hear it. I can hear Crowler. Oh my gosh, what do we have here, Paul?
This is from this really shitty brewery in Berkeley that I go to all the time just because I feel sorry
for them. I feel bad because they're punk rock and they're like,
they have good Wi-Fi, but you know, that's about it.
Great Wi-Fi. Good cornhole.
Clean bathrooms, great Wi-Fi.
Good cornhole.
Like the cornhole board's always open.
Yeah, great cornhole. This is a pale, and it is exceptionally pale.
The jukebox has the Patsy Cline greatest hits in it.
They keep the giant Jenga really clean.
Well stocked.
Yeah.
They are right down the street from 924 Gilman, which is that, you know, the classic
Gilman
punk
rock
club song. That I've, you know, see my testimonials about. But they've even done a benefit beer. Fieldwork has done. They had a 924 double IPA.
Oh, it was a double. Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Damn it!
Which was
did
fantastic.
You try that? You
yeah,
tried
oh, yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh man!
Terrible as ever.
I saw in their it was either their website or something online that there was some guy who was basically like they were celebrating their year anniversary and he said I've had every single beer that Fieldwork has put out and I thought I've come pretty. I know that I haven't had every single one because you can go there one day and there'll be 12 different styles, and then 2 days later, that's like five different beers that you haven't seen. So they're cranking them out pretty readily.
A pale
Contour
from
Pale Ale 5.3.
Oh, it was Crowler a day ago.
Yeah.
Finally,
well, I could.
And it was
that.
This
you
is
me.
Completely cold transferred.
I bought 100%.
It, and it went right into my refrigerated truck, and then into that thingy with ice this
nice.
Morning.
Wow.
Yeah. So It never went above 50-something degrees.
It's got a crazy dryness on it.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I had had this one before, and it was a little more fruity, but this one, you're right, is a lot more crisp. Did you guys get...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's insanely dry.
Futon 55's got some.
The nose on it is insane, though.
We only had Futon 55, their own mics. They got a good show going on over there. They got a good show.
Separate.
I've been trying to listen in. It's pretty good.
They're inside homebrew talking.
That's like backstage.
Yeah, that's a backstage.
Please
backstage
don't talk unless we turn the applause sign on.
those are the super Patreon mics. Those are the only people who can hear that.
Yeah, like uber golden gods.
Yeah. $5.75 a month.
Yeah. Well, a couple people, yeah, put down 10, but they're still.
No, he meant 575.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Totally what I meant.
Was there any culture items you guys want to get covered before we get really meta and get listen to some voicemails?
I got one, but it's a quick.
All right.
Quickie.
That's what he said.
Where's my phone?
We're in the segment, yes.
Yeah. So,
we're within it. You can go ahead.
Brewery Unibrow has made a beer, and I kind of thought this when I saw their labeling and their branding and all this fun stuff. I was like, why haven't they done this before? And they've finally done it. They have done a beer... Things. A very metal beer.
I'm interested.
Metal. It is called...
This fieldwork is delicious.
Is it?
I'm enjoying this fieldwork.
The beer is called Atout Le Monde.
Hey.
Anybody?
That sounds Euro.
Anybody?
Don't mess with me.
Atout Le Monde.
French ice cream?
So it's a tribute to Megadeth. Megadeth, a Belgian-style Saison ale coming soon from Unibrow. They do La Fin du Monde already.
Oh, okay.
And they do Maudite.
Yeah.
You know, very, very end-of-the-world type epic labeling. So they partnered with Megadeth now for a Atout Le Monde.
I'm going to look out on Twitter for Dave to be holding the bottle.
He's probably already doing it.
Wow. They've been known to drink. I don't know if they are into craft beer. I feel a lot of musicians are kind of just drink whatever's in front of them. I know there's a couple.
Whatever the drink ticket gets them.
I know there's a couple of guys from Jimmy Eat World. They'll go 50-50 where they'll be like, this is us playing a show, and they'll be like, hey, this is one of the guys that hanging out at a brewery.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought Jacob was signaling me or something.
Look over here.
What are you doing?
The bummer is it's only 4.5%.
Well,
that's like, not metal.
That's kind of cool, though, because a lot of their beers are a little thick and syrupy, so maybe.
So this is a nice change
unless
up for them.
Unless that song is 4 minutes and 15 seconds long.
Yeah.
Very clever.
I don't know. And then there's other news.
What other news?
There's Terrapin Brewing Company out of Georgia.
Who?
Georgia's Terrapin.
They're on the right coast.
Yeah. 10th and Blake has like just announced.
East Coast?
10th and Blake has just announced the acquisition of Terrapin Brewing Company.
Damn it. I didn't get a Terrapin in before. And
you probably still could.
Were talking about that. We've all heard about Terrapin, and
we never see it.
I thought we've had one.
Nobody's
before.
Ever seen one out. It seems maybe there's one we've had, but
that now
I say it was a pumpkin beer, if anything.
So now that's Saint Archer and now Terrapin are the two under the 10th and Blake.
Seems like Lumber Jose would have sent this out or something.
Lumber, let us know how you feel about this.
Oh, let's carry on with the beers.
And we could go into detail, but it basically says the same thing as all buyouts.
I love gold!
Whoa! There's an echo in the room.
That was a good one.
That's the best fake one. New beer.
New beer. So this is another Stones.
I know. I want to care more about the Terrapin thing, but being as it won't affect. It doesn't personally affect me, so I'm like, good for Terrapin. They're Miller Coors. Yeah,
exactly. They made a couple dollars. Good for them. Well, whatever. Now they're owned by a Canadian company.
I would like to hear, you know, from our East Coast listeners if they care. That's what I want to hear.
Where's Steve? Where's he been?
Cody. Mm-hmm. I think he just didn't call in last week. We'll see this week.
It looks of gold, but tastes like coffee.
The Mocha, Stone Mocha IPA is going around. I'm getting that Mocha coffee.
Yeah, I'm a little tiny. I didn't like this one before.
It's like a...
So that's why I'm kind of avoiding it.
But. It's like a melted ice chocolate ice cream.
I'll give you that. Mm-hmm.
But it looks like a nice pizza beer. 5%
ABV. This would be a nice ice cream beer.
I'll go 6% beer. Stone doesn't make anything 5%, do
they? They don't know how to do things.
I'm going to say 6.5 on this beer.
I'm going to say 4.2 or 5.2. 5.2.
Okay.
It's actually pretty enjoyable, though.
Any other wagers?
7 even.
Mm.
Ooh, 69%.
Wow, that's pretty strong.
69%.
You're confident in that.
It's an upside down 6 is what this one is.
9%.
It's a 9%.
No. Wow. No.
Coffee really smooths it out then. Hey. Somehow.
That is impressive. Good job, Stone. They hit the alcohol.
Axahol.
What'd you call me?
Was that on porpoise?
5%. All right, well, more culture? Where are we? Mm? We good to move on?
Carry on, my wayward son.
All right, well, we got an email this week, and it's from...
Paul.
No.
From Jim. Jim.
From Chew.
Hello, hello, Perfect Pour Podcast. This is Cody from Portland.
Cody!
As I'm trying to make bread and making kimchi fried rice.
Wow. That sounds very Portland-y.
I'm impressed.
So I was met with a lovely gift from James.
James from Bakersfield?
Great beer by Modern Times. And I was going into this... Trying to lessen my expectations, being that you guys talk about Modern Times a lot, and
once in a while
we do.
It really came through. Ooh. It was an amazing like beer, and it was kind of more like a cider in my opinion, but I guess a grape cider. But then wouldn't a grape cider be more like a wine cooler? I don't really want to go down that road, but we'll just call it a delicious grape beer. And the other one I had was Florence.
This is that Portland traffic.
Saison farmhouse.
Yeah.
Some loud ass Dixies. And that was
not as good as Modern Times, but it was still very refreshing. I had it on a very nice day in the park across the street. And that's pretty much it. But I do understand your problem about finding browns, being that is one of my two favorite types of beer. I seek them often, easy. And I often come up either seeing the same stuff or empty-handed altogether.
Yep.
So I have a kind of a question.
A lot of downtown brown you gotta get.
In trying to find something that is similar, going down like a porter would be too dark. A stout would be too dark. So I was trying to match it with like a red, but almost all the reds I find are like red IPAs. Or overhopped, in my opinion. Why can't people just make a standard red ale without hopping the shit out of it? I just kind of wondering
Peter if Brewer's gonna
you guys have any insight into why everybody decides to put a bunch of hops in red ales, and what you guys, if you are seeking a substitute for a brown, what you guys tend to pick up. Knowing that you guys don't generally like browns, you may be buying them for other people, but...
The ladies.
At least humor me and give me an idea. Browns. Okay, timer's going up.
Nick,
Nick's a girl. He likes brown.
I like brown.
What does brown do for you? Did you hear at the end of it there was that time bomb going on?
No, he had a 3-minute time bomb.
Good job, Cody, if that's true.
He said he was making bread, right?
Yeah, no, his bread was ready. Did you see he timed it right before his bread was ready?
It's rising.
It's rising.
Matt, I want to hear about Reds because you're a red guy. Would you rather have your red non-hoppy?
Why do you keep opening bottles by Paul? Do you like?
He likes Paul's mic way better.
I like using his mic. That way, I can talk and that's screw around with the bottle at the same time.
Speaking to my microphone,
anyways,
I think nobody knows what a red beer is, so they're like, "Let's put hops in it."
We're supposed to put hops in it.
Amber,
right?
Red, and brown to me is in the same category. I understand.
Paul's stealing all the aroma. He's stealing it. Nope. He's stealing it all. Stealing all the aroma.
My opinion is they're in the same category, and the rules are very blurred. Whoa. If they need to be nutty or malty or hoppy, and there's no way for me to explain that category. But if I had to explain red beers to you, it's... They're hoppy because we're on the best coast, which is the West Coast.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Reds are hoppy in California, Portland, and Oregon because we live on the left coast.
That's we have, I think we make the fire fall red, and I do believe we categorize it as
it comes
as
in the
an
water.
American red ale, which American means hop the shit out of it.
By the way, you guys, this is phenomenal.
So going around the new beer now is from Townhouse Brewing's.
Townhouse, we've upgraded.
What is this?
White Nectarine Goza.
Nice. Yeah, the aroma like does not tell you. I mean, you just get the nectarine and it's super sweet, and you think you're going to get this like creamy beer, and then all of a sudden the tartness is wow.
Nice. Beautiful.
I like the way Paul describes beers better.
Yes.
I like it. It almost has a like a pinkish hue to it in a certain light. Just the right amount of salt.
How many pounds of nectarines?
For 4 gallons, it was about 12 pounds.
Oh, wow. Lord.
4 gallons, 12 pounds. In case you didn't hear that.
Bulk of fruit down there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You went and robbed the fruit stand for their neck.
Fortunately, my brother works for fruit
companies. Ah. Okay.
That's cool. You want some peaches? I can give you a bag of peaches.
Are these indie nectarines?
They're what?
No, just kidding.
Are these indie nectarines?
Made. Trying to keep them away from the peach trees so they're not tainted.
It's actually good for the fruit.
Oh, all right. Well, go ahead, beer brewer.
That part of the yard's more relaxing than the other part of the yard, okay?
Yeah. Everyone's enjoying this.
Yeah. Nice job.
You really brought a silence to the room.
This is easy drinking. Mm-hmm.
Never mind. Terrible.
Worst beer tonight.
Session beer.
This is lawnmower beer, bro.
Damn it.
When are you guys going to make a triple ghost?
This one.
Yeah.
Triple ghost.
And Paul wins this round.
It's good, but if it was a triple.
We make it and Scotty and make a quintuple.
Can you make this more like an 8 of 5?
Yeah. Do you have a vinyl wrap for my truck?
This is great, but could it be like 8 of 5?
Yeah. Do you have a cool logo for it that I can put on my truck?
It's too tart. My 8 of 5 is normally more creamy. Can I get something like that?
I think this beer's gotten bad. Oh, wait. It's supposed to be that way? Oh, okay.
All right. Wait. Where were we? Oh, okay. Listen, Cody. No, there was one other thing Cody said. If you don't,
that we forgot to send him beer.
If what would be something you go to if you're set on a brown?
Uh huh.
What would be the next thing you would go to? Would it be an oatmeal like that? I'm because
like
I'm in because Producer Becky is just all about browns. Yeah. And this is the limit I always have is a lot of times Fig Tree won't have a brown. And now I got to figure out what that, because she doesn't like anything hoppy.
Yeah.
And I'll use oatmeal porter, something porter.
A hazelnut porter.
What would be a hazelnut porter?
Heretic makes a hazelnut porter. That's the only one I could think of, but that would be the next closest.
But they're not going to have it. If they're not going to have a brown, they're not going to have a hazelnut
porter. Even Save Mart has the hazelnut porter. Really? That should be pretty easy to find.
Maybe I'm not looking enough. Uh-oh.
All right. Since we did a nectarine goza.
Are you just looking at trees and finding beers?
So I decided to go ahead and stay on the fruit tangent.
Tangent.
Oh, that was so good.
Actual tangent.
See, that's I get crap for spacing out too.
Pay attention.
Definitely spacing out.
And this is a beer I was in Dude's Brewing a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
And I did a taster flight and I tasted this and went, "Whoa, what am I drinking?" Then I turned and looked at their cooler and went, "Can I buy this to go?" And this was the Dude's Brewing Blood Orange Amber with the vanillas.
Oh. Now you got me questioning it.
If you happen to go in there and run across a brewer, which might be hard to find him, his name's Lee. He actually had left Tioga recently and gone down to there.
Oh, nice.
So.
There's a Tioga brewer in Dudes.
It's not that anybody leaves on bad terms, but we've had a few different brewers leave, and they go on to do different and or greater things. So we have Kern River, we have Prairie, we have House of Pendragon. You could even kind of claim Southgate. They're all people that have kind of been massaged by Kevin in some way.
Nice. This tastes like a creamsicle.
Fondled.
It does.
Fondled. Oh, yeah, very 50-50 bar. Yeah.
Whoa! Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What the hell am I drinking?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm a big dumb sucker for any beer with vanilla in it. Yeah. And then you throw oranges in vanilla and you go, hey, wow.
Yeah. Have I had this before? Oh, every weekend as a kid.
Yeah. That's what always got me as a kid. I know it's a tangent, but I always hated that, like, you would have, like, popsicles or you'd go to like McDonald's and you get that soft serve and it was just that different vanilla ice cream than you could ever find at the store. And
oh yeah,
that always upset me.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
The McHot Fudge Sundae.
That like the creamsicles or the Eskimo pies.
Can we pick that up?
That weird.
We don't have mics that low.
Well, who's farting over there?
Someone's full of hot air. But yeah, no, it's...
You dropped the bomb on me.
That kind of ice cream is totally different from store-bought, and it leaves you craving...
Yeah. Yeah, there's like a nostalgic element to it. I don't know if you guys remember bottle caps candy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I used to love the bottle caps as a kid, and they're really hard to find. They still exist, because I just found some recently. But but I got kind of obsessed with them recently, so I found them, and I took them home, and... They were not as good as I remember. I mean, some of the flavors were good. The root beer was good. The cola, which I used to love, had a weird artificial taste to it.
Rubber.
Of course, yeah, something like that. Yeah. So I kind of wish I just left it in nostalgia. In my memory.
There are several things I have that just don't taste the same. They're just like, you try to figure out, did they change it or do I just can't? Yeah. Bring back that same feeling again, like, or is it what?
Yeah, it's probably somewhere in the middle. Will you call me
tonight? Right after Paul's talking. This is just too surreal.
Yeah. Talk about beer
and tell me you're driving. I know you can do two. I've heard you do like four different harmonies. I think some of your songs.
Yeah, I keep going. Yeah. Sometimes
the John Lennon layering effect.
Voicemails 559-492-0542. That is the voicemail line of the Perfect Four. It's well known. People know it. They call it.
I've called it once or twice.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
I think everybody here in this room is called in. I think I'm the only one that's not called it.
I've never called Perfect Pour.
It's time.
It's called Dorktown.
I think we've only been threatened once to do this podcast without you, and we didn't do it.
What? Just do it without me.
Is that one week I got all
whatever, guys, just do it without me then. Fine, we will.
Never mind.
Oh.
Guys, okay. I'd like to apologize for how I acted out.
Yeah, me. Next month I'm like, sorry, guys, I had a lot of 805 last night. Didn't mean to say that.
You won't like me when I'm on 805.
Here's a quick question. Has anybody actually had 805? Because yes. I haven't.
Yes.
No.
Yes, yeah. I have had it.
We read lots of forums.
At it.
And it's just a bland media. I read forums. Beer, right?
We read blog posts about it.
I remember it vividly.
It's a good pool beer.
What's a pool?
Wait, no.
It's a beer that is the only craft on tap.
Or billiards. Yeah.
That's what
swimming
I have.
Swimming pool.
Okay. No, because there used to be a place in town. It was in a basement, and they had billiards tables. It was called Babylon. And it was one of those situations where I knew a guy, and he's like, dude, let me get you a beer. And I was like, cool, I'm all anything but DBA. And he's like, cool, gotcha. And he comes back and sets it down. I'm like, what is this? It's all, oh, it's 805. It's really good. And I was just like, I'll see what the kids are talking about. All right.
Can I have that DBA now?
So, how about that DBA?
All right, Mikey. I got a growler here.
Oh, what? Wait.
What are they? The perfect pour, eh? Check it out. Choo your beer.
Oh, my God. Choo your beer.
First voicemail didn't go all the way through, eh? And I just want to
it's okay, Joe.
Rectify or whatever the word is, eh?
Rectify.
I guess correct myself for you hanging up on me, sir.
But did he check
himself? There's a lot of positive feedback, I said, but you know what? Fuck you. You guys hung up on me. Nah, I'm just kidding, eh? And let me give it to you real quick, eh? When you guys talk about Fresno homes, I appreciate that because it gives me a little bit of who you are, your little background, I said, you know, what neighborhood you bang with and shit. second is the tangents. I love them. What? Because that's just you, Holmes. Come on, man. It's just a bunch of guys hanging out and drinking beers, man, and enjoying each other and beer and talking about beer. It's like water cooler. It's like basically like a water what do you guys call it? A water cooler conversation, eh? But with beer, Holmes.
Did he say water cooler?
My appreciation for all three
that's
of you.
Different, Holmes.
Holmes.
You, Mikey, for, you know, donating your studio and your time, taking that shit away from your family, Holmes. For doing it for so long. Matt, you bringing in the education of the industry area, you know, being the customer service and the beer facilities, whatever you call it, eh? And Nick, you got that awesome, sexy voice, Holmes.
Oh,
your voice is it. If I ever get locked up, Holmes, again, I want you to be my Sally, Holmes. That voice is perfect, I said. You know what I mean? That's me winking at you, I say. And check it out, eh?
What do you mean, Chew?
I met up with one of your guys, I said, from Fresno, Larry, a.k.a. from Twitter, Raider 34, I think, I said, from Baselia.
Oh,
he
okay.
Hit me up on Twitter.
That's Jackson.
He wanted to get a chocotazo, so I hooked him up, I said, and he wanted to pay me for it, Holmes, and I said, nah, man, the community comes first, I said, and so all you got to do is just call in to the Perfect Four, eh, and let them know how cool I am. Ah, orale, Holmes, there's a lot of other shit I put on the voicemail, but, you know, it's just an appreciation, man. You know, if you're losing callers, it's because those callers aren't worth it. You know what I mean? I don't know what else to say, Holmes. Just keep up the good work, guys.
Nice.
Watch. I'll call you back later, Holmes.
Watch.
How's it go, Paul?
Eggs and waffles.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up. Oh, I just got to interject really quick. So I've got the little voice recorder thing on my phone that anytime I have a song idea, you know, I just like blah, 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 blah. 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to go back and listen to them. But every now and then I do just to, well, what was that I was thinking of? So I actually went back and Keep Up the Good Work, Guys, was apparently like this 20-minute epic song.
What?
It sounded like a long Chevy commercial or something. It's like this, like started out in this one, and this is just me going, here's the idea.
When you're in the heartland.
Yeah, exactly. It sounded like a Bob Seger song. But fortunately, the finished product was.
So out of 20 minutes, we got 3.4 seconds.
The abridged version.
Yeah, much better.
Ooh, what was that?
I love
Tasso. Oh, yeah, this is my first joke with Tasso.
Oh.
So by the request of Chu, he contacted me on Twitter. He's all, hey, Holmes, you still got that beer in the fridge? And I was like, yeah, I do. And he's all, I'll send you another one. But make sure that makes the show.
Damn.
He could have meant for the guest next week, but I thought he meant Paul and Jim. So if I messed it up, sorry, but.
I think Paul literally forgot he wrote the song right now. That look on his face.
I hope it gets heavy here in a little second.
If your hana give you shit, you don't want to.
Yes, he forgot he wrote this song.
Where's that Chocotazo at?
Oh, and stalled out. Might not make it all the way around the table.
I gotta get a clean glass here.
The best part about this song is it starts out as baby making music and then goes into metal.
Why not combine the two, right?
Baby metal.
Baby metal.
That is a thing.
That's where you go from sweet love to choking. Like
this is what it should be, not Asian chicks screaming into a microphone.
Is that a compliment or a slander towards Paul?
Is it okay if I kind of like baby metal?
Yes.
Okay.
Just a little.
A little bit.
This is more, the flavor is more brownish than I would.
Choco Tasso going around the table.
Thought. I was expecting it to be more stouty, but it's more browny, which, hey, I like the brownies.
Whoa.
Who does?
Whoa. Straight from Paul's mouth.
As a person that's had this three times, I can say it's still holding up well.
It is holding up just fine.
Nice.
Your Heine will not give you shit.
Not after some of this.
But yeah, I mean, as far as him going in, having help brewing it, having help bottle it, putting that label on it and sending it out, I mean, that is a pretty awesome thing to do. And it's some of the better homebrew I've had.
That's very solid. So. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. I mean, yours is good, too.
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah. How you doing over there?
Forget about the futon.
Great. Great Goza, yeah. I mean, woo.
Wow. Man, Choco Tasso. It's weird. Like, Choco Tasso, it went away, and everyone thought, oh, all the Choco Tasso's gone.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, all this Choco Tasso started bubbling up again.
Well, he did call us. He's like, I was digging around in my closet, found another case, thought it was gone.
Even he doesn't know how much he made.
It's got the too much age on it, bro.
That's the thing. Oh. I think he admitted there was like 70 bottles.
Shit.
There's a lot, dude.
I mean, 5 gallons is about money. 5 gallons is about 30 bottles. I mean, when you have 70 bottles of something, you kind of lose track of it.
Yeah. Just scattered around the house.
The lowrider's scraping extra heavy this week. Oh, I got 2 cases extra.
Yeah, it's kind of like that scene, that movie where that grandpa is entrepreneuring and he's like, I got a trunk full of shrimp. He'd be like, I got a trunk full of Choco Tasso. You want some? Sell TV cheap.
Got to add extra air to the bags.
Voicemails, that's with Choco Tasso.
Hey, guys. James. I'm on my way right now driving to a beer festival in Tasby. And listening to voicemails on the new show, or the latest show, not the new show, and still talking about things that can make the show better, things you guys should change. Here's my opinion. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
You may have dropped the listeners. That's going to happen no matter how big your show is or isn't. You guys are overthinking it. Keep the show cool. Keep it funny. It's, all the jokes and everything are always great. You know, maybe talk about beer a little bit more and less, and talk less about Popolos.
You can't tell me to.
No!
The guests are funny. I mean, Scotty, chew your beers. Kelly, song guy. Sorry, I can't think of his name right now. I mean, everybody's awesome on the show. Maybe you put in a no one call in more than two times for the same person. But other than everything's pretty awesome, man. Just leave it alone. The show's going to get better and better as it goes along. It's already great. There's not a whole lot you can do. There's a good mix of talking about beer. Maybe you do a little more of that and, you know, local and whatever. It's not going to appeal to everyone forever outside of Fresno because the local stuff you talk about is mainly Fresno and a little bit Central Valley. But, you know, I know Fresno, so I get what you guys are talking about. But other than that, don't overthink it, man. The show's great. You're always going to have more listeners and lose some along the way, but that's what's awesome about it is, you know, it's a great show and, you know, it's not going to be for everyone, I guess is what I'm saying, but, you know, it's for your listeners, the dedicated listeners, so keep up the good work and...
There it is.
cheers. Later.
Cheers, James.
Cheers.
James.
Thanks for the feedback. Keep the feedback coming, because I live off the feedback.
So. Yes.
Keep up the feedback.
I would keep up the feedback. Keep up the feedback, guys.
So universal, goddammit.
I can do it with everything. I think sometimes I do like little perfect four stuff at work, and like thinking like, oh, they get this. Nobody knows what the hell, like, what is he doing?
How would you rate your service call? Sorry.
How would you rate your service, guys? Aaron's like, I'm thinking like, oh, the room's going to blow up. Nope, nobody laughed at all.
Mikey, what are you doing?
Dude, why is he? He's weird. That guy's weird.
I asked you if you wanted change back, that's all.
Want your change back? You want your change back?
I agree with James's feedback.
New beer?
Oh, we got new beer.
We got new beer.
Yay. Actually, just for the record, I went back for seconds on that Chocotasso.
Chocotasso. No,
you're drinking all like
everybody, everybody wants chews respect. Like, hey, chew. I got like two or three of the Chocotassos, just so you know.
So this beer is from this place called Taplands out in Santa Clara.
I want to live in the Taplands.
Ooh. Now, this guy Matt.
It sounds like a beer district from, never mind. I forgot it. Never mind. I'll edit that out. Go ahead, Jim.
The owner Matt here, he's living all of our beer guys' dreams. He loves beer. He brews beer.
More than us?
So he decided to open his own beer tap house. With a little teeny tiny kitchen. He's got
very
like
small.
He's got like very, very 24 small. Taps.
Oh, is that all?
That's all. Yeah.
I'm bored already.
It's either 24 or 90. There's no in between.
right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, come on. Either you step up or go home.
And every time I've gone in there, which is I think three or four times in the last couple months, there's been at least three beers I've liked, and I may have only drank three beers every time I've been there. Mm-hmm. They've always had something from Tap. They've always had something from Fieldworks. He does a big giant roundabout on different beers. Ooh. This is his Sid's Serrano Pale Ale.
Oh,
that explains the flavor.
Yes. So when I was in there, I said, "Hey, I'm going to be on this podcast this week." He goes, "Really? I'll give you a growler."
Ah.
So this is a toasty growler.
So we hooked you up.
You're welcome for that.
We hooked you up.
Anytime you're in a tap room, toss around the perfect pour.
This place isn't very far from where you saw the Cure there, Mikey. So it's a nice little trip down there. It's just on the other side of the University of Santa Clara.
Somebody from Silicon Valley would visit there?
Oh, absolutely.
And when you're in Santa Clara, also visit Santa Clara Liquors. They're a decent bottle shop. In that void, but what is it? I blank on the name of the highway, but it's like you go up in the 99, and that's
when
it jogs. No, it jogs you sideways.
580.
Yeah.
580.
Yeah, down the 580, and then it jogs you into the Bay Area.
5150. You're spelling out Van Halen terms now.
Are you just looking at things in the room?
Yeah, so.
And?
This is interesting.
Yeah, the aroma on this is crazy. He
roasted the before you said it, I was...
It's a Serrano... Serrano...
the home brewers in the studio are like... Loving it. Buzzing. They're buzzing. They're buzzing. They're like, what's going on? What's going on with this?
It does. You know what's funny?
Whoa. Enchiladas.
Hold on. So tamales is a great segue.
Enchilada green sauce.
Yes. Tamales is a segue into how I found Mikey on the Perfect Pour podcast.
Tamales?
Yes.
Tamales.
So,
was it Christmas? This.
So
Christmas?
My sister-in-law lives in the Clovis.
Christmas tamales are the best.
As Matt would say, the Clovis.
The Clovis.
I don't know what that is.
The Tank District.
Yeah, where is that?
When the signs turn brown, when the signs become brown, turn around.
So me and the fam.
It's not racial. The Clovis' signs are brown. Okay.
Me and the family were out here visiting family out in the Clovis. And I swung through the Ralphs. And when you hit the bottle section of the Ralphs, you find a lot of Tioga Sequoia. Yeah. So I picked up a couple of those and your Joaquin Marietta.
I was hoping that seeing the theme tonight the
cheapest
of the beers,
bomber you can buy.
I was
is
hoping
Joaquin
you
Marietta.
Came across that.
So the Joaquin Marietta I found, and I love it because it reminds me of a cheese tamale. Mm-hmm. You got that kind of rich, kind of roasty smell with that kind of creaminess. And I think I was checking in a bunch of Tioga beers, and for whatever reason, Mikey saw whatever I was checking in and toasted me. And so we frenzied.
It must have been between 10 and midnight. Because I'm just sitting on Untappd. But then I was like,
we frenzied on the Untappd. And I think at that time, you were probably just Mikey. Because a month or two later.
Just a worthless little... Dude,
a month or two later, someone changed their name to Ain't Mikey, no the Perfect Pour Podcast, and I went, wow. Whoa.
Must have just
2012.
So Nick and I must have just had the conversation. What epic Eureka Burger conversation on the patio.
I go, well, what's this thing? So I went and found you. I go, these guys are kind of funny. Fresno sucks. Fresno beer sucks. That's kind of funny. So I started listening to you guys, and I kind of spread the gospel around, and I got a couple listeners, and and you guys are my weekly bottle share that I don't get to attend with three
You're
guys
now,
who
bro.
I've never met until now.
Oh. You're in it now.
Yeah,
we even got Paul and Fairfax for you. We're like, dude, Paul, you got to come down.
Well, and that was a funny thing too. Is I like to listen to the Perfect Pour podcast when I'm doing the lawn. I got my phone in my pocket, my little Bluetooth headset, and I'm listening. I'm doing
the electric
lawn.
Lawnmower. How the hell do you hear that shit?
It's a volume, man. You turn it up real loud.
No. So you're rich, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I bought my $10 Bluetooth headset.
Are you in the lounge chair while somebody's mowing your lawn? Is that what it means?
I'm not that high. I don't live in Chino or anything.
I don't live in City of Industry.
So I'm listening to last week's episode, and I hear Paul from Fairfax come on with, hey, I'm going to be in town. I'm going to stop by your podcast. And meanwhile, Mikey and I have been going back for a couple weeks with, hey, maybe I can make it. I don't know. We'll try and work the scheduling out. And I hear Paul going, and this was Saturday-ish. And I called in.
I remember that day.
I called in. I think I was the last call last week.
This is Chris morning.
I think I called in last week, and it was a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever. And I called
probably
in.
Probably Friday, because that's,
Well, maybe people don't show on Friday.
It's a live show.
So I call in talking about my extended phone call, and we go back and forth. I'm like, well, Mikey, forward my email. Here's my phone number. Give Paul from Fairfax my number. Maybe we'll hook up. He's coming into town. Maybe we'll link up.
He's gone to San Joaquin.
Yeah. So Paula here calls me on a Monday or a Tuesday. And we just managed to work out our schedules and show up together.
Look at that. Magic.
How about that?
The Perfect Pour magic.
What he's not telling you is that I felt a deep thunk on my head, and then I woke up tied in the back of the car. I have no idea how.
You don't, know where you're at. You don't know the address you're at. You're in some sort of dark room.
What is this? Write me a song, asshole.
Uber, help me now.
Write some songs.
You want me to do a song for you? Should I?
Write some songs, bro.
We call that the...
Oh, look out.
What is going on here?
Uh-oh.
What is going on here?
By the way...
Paul's grabbing a guitar.
When somebody knocks you out at the train station, we call that a Tommy. just no, throwing it out
literally?
There.
Literally?
Checking the tune.
The harmonics do not need to be in tune. I love that Metallica song.
Sometimes nothing else matters.
Yes, I should check. I better check my levels. Check.
Ever the professional.
Please check your levels.
Alright, this will be a full-on...
This is the...
Oh, look at that.
I'm trying to get my own beer.
Mikey's brown bagging it.
The first ever perfect pour live acoustic appearance.
This is for you.
Paul Fairfax has my guitar. It's my guitar. I just want to know it's my guitar.
That's all we need.
That was a live song from Paul and Fairfax about Fontana Jim.
And it's living forever on Snapchat.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know, there's been a few people that are like, you're not hanging out with Jim and Paul, take photos. And I'm just like, Amal, this is kind of happening. And
yeah, the Facebook group right isn't believing this.
I was like, this is kind of happening. You guys weren't here for it. Sorry.
You need to post something to the Facebook group, Beer Brewers. They're not believing this at all. This is too amazing.
We just had like an acoustic appearance.
This is probably the best moment.
This is one of the first pepper beers that I've been able to continuously sip on.
Yeah, this is amazing. This is a lot like Joaquin Marietta, but toned down a little
bit. Yes. Mm-hmm. When I first sipped it, I was like, what is this flavor I'm getting? And I didn't realize it was I should have noticed
burn
the
your
theme.
Ass.
But it's all right.
All right.
Well, ass burn level is 2.
We're still in voicemails here, guys.
I put this on my eggs in the morning.
We're still at business.
Hey, guys!
Who is that?
No.
Who's that guy?
Scott A.B.
I really wanted to get you a bottle of the Mighty Quinn.
The Mighty Quinn.
Did last you? Show, but...
Show.
You know what? It wasn't ready.
Oh.
It was close.
Scotty B is serious about this shit, dude.
I want to make sure I get you a bottle that's fully carbonated. I'm trying to clear it up, too. But it is so hazy. It's like one of those not East Coast, like, not enough hops, but East Coast
not filtered.
IPA, all juicy and murky. It looks like orange juice.
Nice.
What the hell happened there? Wow. So I'm trying to clear
it up.
You
had orange
too,
juice with vanilla.
But it's carbonated now, and you're going to get a bottle before the next show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get as many bottles
we're having
as
fun.
I can
fun.
Various folks.
It's going to be fun.
Won't make you
but
angry.
There really isn't a lot. With a pound and a half of dry hopping, I lost about 2 gallons of volume.
Whoa.
So, not a lot of stuff
brew
left.
Top.
About 2 gallons left. But you're going to get a bottle. You would have had one. But it didn't happen. That's about it. Oh, it came out pretty good. It's kind of sweet, but over 50% ABV, so it's gonna happen. You know, a lot of Imperial IPAs are kind of sweet because they're such a high malt bill, but, you know, whatever.
It's for the malt heads.
Not as aromatic as I wanted, but
malt heads. A little shout out to the malt heads.
Makes me happy. But anyway, stay tuned, folks. I'll probably drop it off to Matt before your next show. You guys can tell me what you think. And another thing, keep up the great work. And I'm driving.
Scott Amy. Oh, look at what I have here.
Oh, really?
Earlier,
holy
the Scotty B.
Whoops. It's right now what has happened is the computer stopped recording, and we have a little section here that wasn't recorded. That section is getting a bottle of Scotty B's The Mighty Quinn, his quintuple IPA, pulling that out and revealing to the table, and then the bottle getting passed around. So let's get back into the show with Fontana Jim reading the bottle of The Mighty Quinn. Sorry, bro.
Everybody gonna run to it. Come on, what's out? Come on, what's in? You not drink like the Mighty Quinn. Scotty B on the perfect pour, number 141. And then you got a couple pictures of some hops.
Hops.
Your nice perfect pour logo. And then across the bottom of the bottle, it says 12 ounces. In a 22-ounce bomber, by the way.
Yeah. It happens.
15 or 20% ABV.
And or.
Bottled, brewed and bottled in California, label designed by at Scotty Wood.
Scotty Wood.
Ooh, and we've got a special limited edition bottle. This is bottle number blank of 55.
Ah, yes.
Scotty dropped that off earlier. And it was, it was, the label was a little ripped there, and I was just making a joke about the label, and he's like, oh, did you want to personally number it? I'll number it. And I was like, oh, no, I was just joking. Scotty V, man, he specifically drove this to the perfect pour.
To the house.
To make, he heard who was on the show, and he's like, I gotta get this, in.
Mm-hmm. So this just underscores the fact that you need to have a perfect pour mixer sometime.
Yes.
I'm bringing this subject back up.
We'll just call this the inaugural mixer.
I'm gonna put it on Nick. It's Nick's responsibility.
Oh, damn you.
Wait, why'd you tap my shoulder and say Nick?
I'm trying to get you to back me.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say, yeah, Mike, that's right. Because if he has
2/3 vote, I have to do this shit, is what you're saying.
I need somebody to back me.
Yeah, you could do more. Damn it.
Yes! So here, that everyone, Nick's responsibility to get it going.
My goal of doing less work is not working.
Yeah, if he has to do more work than us on this thing, I'm down.
Yeah. Ooh, all right, guys.
This is a big beer.
The mixer is right now. You're not here? Oh, too bad. Yeah. Look who Paul showed up. I mean,
everybody, we're on the corner of. Yeah. Please join us right now.
At 7 p.m. on Tuesday, December.
We're at the knit stitch.
Hey guys, it's Loyo from Dust Bowl. Hey! I'm calling you live from our beautiful, brand new, amazing brewery right off the 99.
Rub it in that we need to go.
I've got Dust Bowl. Hobo in hand. The sun is shining. The Jenga Tower.
She's also got a beer.
Jenga Tower.
And this place officially opens to the general public on Monday.
Damn.
I didn't tell you. Uh-oh. But anyone can show up now. Have fun, guys.
Show
them
now.
Whoa. Low yo.
I mean, she may need to clarify this, but the tap room in downtown is closed on Mondays. I wonder if the new Dust Bowl is open 7 days a week, because if that's a thing, that's a game changer. There's times where I could have been at Dust Bowl had it been a Monday, and I've gone to South.
You're just hanging out in Turlock randomly.
I love me some Turlock.
Actually,
I wish Dust Bowl was open, but I'm still loving Turlock.
Garage Door Brewing, he has told me stories before where he accidentally ended up in town Monday for.
Whoops, I'm in Turlock.
I won't give specific reasons. He just
randomly ended up in Turlock.
He just happened to be in Turlock, happened to have Dust Bowl growlers. And he showed up, and I don't know if he, because it's kind of like it's a mixed use building. There's multiple little shops in the same building, and he just kind of was like, "Oh, you guys are not open." And I don't know if he met the owner or somebody, and they're like, "Oh yeah, no, we could give you a tour or whatever, but we can't give you beer."
We can give you a tour, asshole. Man.
He mentioned perfect pour.
Yeah, did he drop perfect pour?
Yeah.
Excuse me, perfect pour. That's what you say. Excuse me,
perfect pour. And they're like, oh, shit, sorry.
Whoa, we didn't realize.
Open the taps.
I'm so sorry.
Open the taps. Open the taps. Open the taps. Open the taps. It's just a series of people.
That release the Kraken. No, a different situation.
Hi there, Shane. Open the taps.
The perfect pour. The perfect pour. The perfect pour.
Get it on the wire.
The perfect bar wants to drink beer. Somebody from the perfect bar wants to drink beer. Get him the top pours. Top pours? Nobody gets the top pours.
Middle pour.
Give him the middle pour.
Give him the middle.
Perfect pour. Love Jose.
Love Jose.
Out of commission. I took a little bit of a vacation. Wasn't able to listen to the
podcast. Sounds like it's taking vacation right now.
But I'm catching up now. I know you guys may or may not record today, which is Friday. So I have some old stuff to talk about. Feedback, I think you guys are doing just fine. Talking about Fresno stuff, like Chu said, is cool. I mean, I get to listen and learn about things, and, you know, it's almost like I'm traveling
listen
with you guys.
And
you
learn.
Know, I've never been there and probably won't go there for a long, long, long,
come
long
on.
Time.
Come on, bro. Yosemite.
Anyway, what else?
Yosemite.
Clam Jam and... Paul should be the new host, and he should sing. And I look forward to hearing about that at gym eventually, maybe in an extended call. And last but not least, I'm driving!
Yeah!
Oh my God,
Jose! You hear that? You hear that in the voice? It was pre-buyout from Terrapin. Like, he's all happy and stuff. He's like,
oh, so he's
yeah.
sad this
he has
week?
No idea what's about to come down on him.
Yeah. Maybe and I will back. Rain down upon thee with my buyoutness.
Oh, poor. Yeah.
Imperious dollars.
Everybody send peace and love to
Lumber. Peace and love, peace and love.
Peace and love.
But I've never heard him talk about Terrapin. Like, nobody's talking about Terrapin.
They knew. They saw it coming.
They're just like, we're not. Yeah, let's just move on. Oh, whoa, whoa.
They're something getting Rammy over there.
All right, I have two beers here.
We're digging in his great
Quit
chest.
Bragging already.
For some, whatever reason, Mikey, this one dropped off your, hey, I'm looking for list.
What?
What?
Who are you calling a wussy?
Oh, the wussy pilsner.
The wussy stone can pint. And then I've got a brown... For
Grandma's Pecan Brown?
Grandma's Pecan Brown.
I recognize that can.
Yes, sir.
Back when we used to have a little grocery store called Fresh and Easy in town, they got the
Fresh
dudes.
And Sleazy.
They got the dudes.
Oh, yeah. Fresh Easy. They got us some stuff that we don't use.
Because this one would be for producer Becky.
Oh.
Oh. Like in the brown.
Don't open that, bro.
No. Stay away.
Yeah, this will score me some points.
I love gold.
I know I had a lot of dudes in the garage, but...
Yeah, but here you go. Here's a brown. One of the dudes brought a brown.
Oh, it's forgiven. You guys were kind of loud last night. Yeah, but here's a can of brown beer.
We cool? We cool?
It's all a right, pecan cool. Brown, babe. It's not out of Oregon, but it's okay.
You can't get it in Fresno. You can tell your friends you're pretty cool. Just so you know... All right. Well, we got. Well, is there something new that I'm missing out on? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nope.
We'll see.
No beer to see.
No beer to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Gosh dang, man. What a week, guys, huh?
No, I'm doing thirdsies on Chocotazo.
I don't blame you.
Chocotazo. That's for Nick.
I'm going to steal that from you.
Yeah.
Well, that guy's
steal
not
it.
Here.
He's not here, so.
So.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
So Wussy was described. I know you guys mentioned it, but I was not listening.
This is super, super hoppy.
Orle, vato, to your beer.
Uh-oh. Hey, orle, fucker!
Hey, Paul Furfaz. What you doing, Holmes? Orle, what's his name? It's, I know your name, Holmes. Damn it, I fucked up, eh? I should have done some research, it's, but what can I do,
How
eh?
Are you guys not hooked
you know?
Up?
This is a little awkward, eh? But anyways, folks, you didn't call me out guard, eh? I tried to call you guys, eh? And you picked up. That's it. I was hoping you guys didn't. But I just wanted to say what's up to Paul Holmes. I wonder if you tried the Chocotazo. I tried to get a hold of Matt Holmes, and hopefully he brought it over.
Yes.
And then he kind of shared it with you guys. But Jeff Fontana,
Orale!
Hey, I saw you, Holmes. Orale! I just wanted to say what's up. Hey, I'm a little envious. I should have been there. Hey, what have been like?
Simone, that's it?
Like, you know, tag team match, but without, like, tag teaming or whatever it is. Anyways, Holmes, just wanted to be part of the situation, eh? The party, Holmes. A lot of beer I've been drinking. A lot of good shit, a lot of bad shit. Anyways, don't matter, Holmes. Just, I don't know, Holmes. I just wanted to be part of this. That's it. Orale, I have to watch my peace out, eh?
Eggs and waffles.
Eggs and waffles?
I just want to say to chew your beer, thank you for the Chocotazo. It's delicious. Thank you, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also going to be in L.A. tomorrow, and I'm also going to be in L.A. Monday. I'm also going to San Diego, everybody.
Whoa! Paul Fairfax!
Now's a fine time tell us.
I'm going to San Diego, but so chew your beer if you would like to get together, if it's possible.
Get together.
I will be in L.A. like all day Monday. And then I'm jumping a train in the evening. So, let's hook it up. Let's see if it's possible.
You got to go to the McLeod.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, McLeod. Yeah. McLeod is a possibility. It's right there.
Do McLeod.
So, yes. Yeah, meeting lots of cool people.
Oh, that'd be epic.
Yeah.
The perfect poor connection. You heard it here.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. This week is just too much.
If you go to
guys, did you hear me? I'm driving.
That's Scotty B.
Hey, I just dropped off a 22-ounce bomber of the Mikey Quiz. Mikey.
Yeah.
And I hear that Paul is in
town. I was out in the pool.
I think some other guy too. I'm really terrible with names. I've come to know Paul because of the songs and stuff. I'm sorry if I'm wrong on this. But I also hear, I believe, James from Bakersfield. I don't fucking know.
No, fucker, James, Fontana Jim.
I don't want me to remember your name. It really does. It really does. Well, anyway, I want you guys
it's to all the same.
Mind
it's really all the same.
Quinn,
I got this Mike Quinn right now.
IPA I've made.
It's crazy.
It's over 15% ABV, okay? So, yes, it's sweet. I know.
It's fantastic,
I
buddy.
I just wanted to be that sweet, but it's a work in progress, okay?
No, you can sell the fuck out of this.
Just try to enjoy it. And you know what? If it's 2-3 for
just
you,
try.
At least it's hoppy, and at least it'll get you drunk. 15.1%. It'll get you drunk. Well,
or 20.
Another thing about the Mighty
25.
15.1 or 25? We're up to 25 now? Oh, shit.
Quinn will be in the name, but it's not going to be the Mighty Quinn.
What is it?
Try to think of something else that has Quinn in it.
Quinn.
Quintuplet?
Martha Quinn.
Give it away.
Martha Quinn.
It's going to be the female.
The Martha Quinn.
The Martha Quinn.
Martha.
Yeah? Think about that. What has the word or part of the word Quinn in it that's female? Huh?
The MTV. Martha Quinn. MTV.
And even more
80s.
So it's going to be more female. Isn't that great? Well, anyway, keep up the great work. I hope you enjoy it. And you guessed it. I'm driving.
Yay! Well, I guess now I think Paul and Chewbeer Monday need to work out what the Mighty Quinn will be called.
Yeah, we'll have a get-together.
You can... The tax write-off, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
You guys figure out the name and stuff.
How about the Martha Quintuplet?
Man. Martha Quintuplet.
Just wherever you guys go, just ask for the Perfect Pour discount.
Yeah. And just see what happens.
And you'll be charged double.
Oh, the Perfect Pour discount. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, double.
Charge him double.
Charge him double.
We've never done that. Do it.
Do it now.
Do it.
Do it.
Charge them twice and comp their next round.
The last voicemail of the week.
Give me the expired beer.
Hey, Perfect Pour. It's Eric, a.k.a. the Beer Father from Beer Friends Podcast.
Oh, Beer Friends Podcast.
Hey, just finally got a chance to catch up and listen to last Friday's episode.
because I was feedback. I feel bad. Chicago area.
Oh.
Chicago Open Air Fest.
Chicago that, Open Air
not
Fest.
Not only had amazing rock bands, but gourmet man food, they called it, and craft beer. And I was just curious to know what your experience was with not only rock concerts, but like sporting events and the latter.
I have all the experience.
Venues or arenas, what your craft beer experience was. This place had about six.
Listen, Dorktown, a couple. Dorktown's
decent.
Fuck you, Google
for
Bikes.
About the same price as the macros, so it worked out well for us. We had a great time and got to drink a lot of Half Acre. Got to drink some Revolution and even had a little Lagunitas just to mix it up. But didn't have to drink the swag that everybody else was drinking while we rocked out to several dozen rock bands for a three-day concert. Dang. Both me and Doc Hops.
Doc Hops.
With our wives.
I like that.
Had
Doc
an amazing
Hops.
Time. I believe the same promoter is coming to your area in Sacramento. I believe it's called the Aftershock Festival.
Aftershock Festival.
And Tool and the Deftones are going to be there.
Tool.
So I'm actually
Deftones.
Wanting to come your way to
wow.
see it. I
Deftones
doubt it'll
from
happen,
Sacramento.
But it would be pretty cool. So what's your experience with major venues and craft beer? And then also, as a feedback to last week, you're doing a great job. I love hearing all about the local stuff. And, hey, Mikey, did you get raisins or craisins when you went to Popeyes?
Neither.
Good work, guys. Cheers.
Nice.
Well
nice
done,
ending.
Sir.
There's
well
neither.
Done. Well
was,
done.
Was there still no raisins
still
or craisins?
Still neither.
Ooh. It has become so controversial that they are Popeyes is staying out of it. They're like, you know what? Don't put any of them out there.
We cannot have this feud happening.
Yeah.
In our...
We don't want to divide.
Yeah. We don't divide the country.
So Popeyes is going Sweden on this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Canada,
like,
Sweden, France.
They're killing you with their kindness. By kindness, I mean thick crust pizza.
It was okay.
No, but experiences at what a concert.
At concerts?
You got to buy an $8.
Yeah, in Fresno, it's usually Lagunitas. In the Bay Area, it's usually Goose Island.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
In the Bay Area, it's Goose Island?
Usually at a concert venue. Paul,
man,
default
with,
to you
with,
for
with,
Bay Area concert
with
venues.
Voodoo and...
It's been way
and
too long.
Okay.
21st Amendment.
Yeah, none of those exist.
That ain't right.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a... Mm-hmm. Legitimate craft beer at a concert venue.
I know. I'm going to the Greek Theater next Thursday, so I will report back with what I can buy.
Which in Berkeley or LA?
LA. Nope. Not LA. Sorry. Yeah, Berkeley.
Berkeley.
I was in. Ooh, almost dropped the glass. I was in LA last week on Sunday at the Hollywood Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I struggled.
Been there.
Damn it!
No, this is from Audible.
I did
this
the
from San Francisco.
I did the Rock Paper Scissors tour on Sunday. I took the wifey to see Sting and Peter Gabriel.
Nice.
Oh,
a lot of people have been talking about that Sting and Peter Gabriel.
It's
tour.
Peter
Gabriel.
Wow, it's
why
fantastic.
Does that sound familiar?
Rock the Monkey.
It's illegal. You guys don't talk about that.
Sledge
ask
who?
So I pull in and I struggle, but I end up going full blown craft beer.
I wanna be a sledgehammer.
Which mic is this?
I end up going full blown craft beer, and I get 2 pint cans of Chronic.
Sledgehammer.
Chronic.
Sledgehammer?
They had the old pizza port.
Pizza port. Wow.
In the Suck It Down Right Here.
beer
suck
garden.
It Down Right Here beer garden. And their beer garden's weird because you can't get a can or a bottle of wine. You can buy a can or a bottle of wine. And they take that bottle of wine.
Can of wine?
And the bottle of wine. And they take it right
out
the door.
Canning wine now?
Can of wine.
Genius.
And they... pop the cork or pull the can, and they pour it all into a big, giant glass. So my wife, my beautiful wife.
Oh, she's
She's beautiful. She's great.
I love 750 milliliter plastic cup of wine on Sunday with a top and a straw and the whole blown deal.
Oh my God.
And you're complaining because
well, she must have been fun.
She was fun. Yeah. But I found another crowler here.
Oh.
Paul from Fairfax. I found a
crowler of wine.
Before we do this, Paul, we need to close off voicemails. That was the last voicemails. So let's close it off.
Why do we have to close it off now?
Extra Mike-age.
Give him a mic.
Mike's.
Extra Mike-age.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
That was voicemails, guys. 559-492-0542.
He actually remembers the chords.
I thought he wasn't going to remember.
I believe this is actually Paul now. I believe it.
I'm actually I'm surprised.
I wasn't sure. I'm like this might be a guy duping us. Like,
yeah, I'm totally Paul.
Hey, I'm Paul.
Well,
from Fairfax? Yeah, Fairfax.
Fairfax.
What you said.
He's got that Brad Pitt looking thing with a hat and stuff.
Okay. Actually, he pretended to go pee and he was listening to something like, oh, man.
C-E-A-A-C-A.
He's getting all the research in. He's like, oh, yeah, I got this.
Oh, upstroking. Okay, upstroke, downstroke.
Left me a voicemail. Makes sense.
Totally cool.
So this is the Amnesia Haze IPA from Fieldwork Brewing.
And good night.
I know the percentage number, so I will not tell.
Ooh, so you got to be the judge on this one.
I will be the judge on this. Right. Now,
Are you prepared for this role?
I am prepared for this role. Okay. I can tell you that this was... I love gold. Come on, Mikey.
I love gold.
Tell me how to get back.
This was crowler canned on the 7/19. So this is definitely less than a week old.
It's less than 24 hours.
But did she leave her name?
And her phone number?
Oh, Kelly knew. Damn it. Kelly didn't call on this week.
Ooh, there's a little dankness going on
there. Yeah, that's what this one's supposed to be all about, the danky.
Kelly's busy studying for her sister.
This smells like a San Diego beer.
Hey, I'm just saying, I think Nick might have peeky-peeked at the percentage.
I did not, I promise. I'm still going to wager my bet.
What happened?
Mikey's getting last pour.
According to Chew Your Beer, you got a side pour of these crowlers.
My turn for the last
pour. I tried it. It worked a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm still getting pissed.
I don't like the side pour.
Side pour?
Nah.
Total side pour.
I love crowlers. I don't like pouring out of crowlers.
It is a bitch.
How can we give somebody more beer and fuck with them at the same time? Let's do this.
We give a big giant can and put it 3/4 of an inch from the edge when you open it.
So you said IPA.
IPA. On the 6th Street in Berkeley, that would be 1160 6th Street.
How high do numbers go in Berkeley? Do they go up to like 100?
They go past pi.
Oh, on the blocks?
Yeah.
I don't actually know. I haven't paid that close attention. So.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's all right. I just looked for you for infinite knowledge.
We expect Paul and Fairfax.
He only greets people into the Bay Area. He doesn't know all that. No, places.
You're right.
I always thought an Ivy League football team should have the number pi as a player.
But the full number.
Just the symbol.
5, 6, 9, 3, 6, 2, 9, 4.
Just the symbol.
I'm pie guy.
Number pie.
Mikey.
What?
ABV, baby.
Oh. I accidentally saw it, so I can't participate.
Keep going.
Can't participate.
I know it too. I think it's just
7
brothers.
Two.
17?
7-2.
7-2.
9.
and it would be a 7-0.
Ooh. Yeah. Barely over. That's what I guessed. I saw it.
It's been caught drinking.
Been caught drinking.
Since the last podcast, I've pretty much had a day on drinking and a day off drinking.
Bearded Brewer 87.
Totally forgot to check in anything that I've been drinking this past weeks of time.
What a slacker.
But the things I do remember is I picked up a 6-pack of Panic IPA. I was at Whole Foods. Believe it or not, I bought beer from Whole Foods willingly. Nobody forced me.
What's wrong with that?
So you got a raise then.
I don't believe you.
Well, it was kind of like...
Raise? I'm buying beer from Whole Foods.
Yeah, look at me.
I'm a big shot. I might get some olives at the olive bar.
I've got pants on, people. Pants.
Pants.
But I have
full
you're,
shorts.
You're, just in the, you're in the beer area. You're just like, people walking by. Yeah, I got a raise. Yeah.
Yes, quarterly.
I might get this. I don't care.
Yeah, quarterly.
Yep.
Quarterly.
Yep.
I'm getting some cheese and salad bar after this.
Yeah.
But
I don't care how much it weighs.
God damn your tangents.
Full cheese wheel. Give me the full wheel. I'm rich.
I love cheese.
I'm rich. I just got a rich.
Give me the wheel.
Give me the wheel.
Give me the wheel.
That's for a display. Give me the wheel.
I want to buy it.
I want to buy it. I'm a big shot now, you son of a bitch.
No, he belongs on a different podcast.
I love gold.
Jim's just going on his own now. He's dropping even us.
It's all right.
I've listened for a couple months. I know the cycle.
When he was drinking, damn it.
So I was at Whole Foods.
Whole Foods.
Right, Whole Foods.
Great place.
And I was strutting.
Oh, no. Mikey.
don't tangent the bitter burr.
I give up.
Tangent. No, I don't like that song, Tangent. Like it. It's Elysian Brewing, Hawaiian Sunburn, Pineapple Habanero Sour.
Holy shit.
Could they have added another thing, maybe?
Yes! That's
Pineapple
the third
Habanero
beer of the night.
Sour Stout.
With red onions.
And yams.
Well, I'll just keep passing that along.
This one's yammy.
It's the
a little bit yammy.
It looks cool.
Come on.
Come on, man. Just do it. Everyone else is doing it.
It'll be okay, bro.
It's okay.
So,
Bearded Brewer.
Can I get
what have you been caught drinking?
Is anybody
still doing that?
Does anybody
anyone
have
listening?
Anything to say?
Oh, yeah. Hope.
Oh, Whole Foods reference.
So, I was strutting the aisle in Whole Foods. And I always tease myself, and I'm just like, I'm going to buy something from here one day. And I happened to pick out a 6-pack of Panic from Track 7. I was just like, meh, I'll just look at it. And the label of the canned date is kind of worn off. And I was like, 24 of 16. I'm all, I got it. So I look at the one under it, same thing. It was worn off. I was like, well, now somebody's fucking with me. They're scratching the can date off.
On
and
purpose.
They just don't want you to know it's old IPA.
It was me.
So I reached to the 6-pack behind it and I pull it out and it said 6/24/16 and I'm all that
Ooh,
is fresh enough that
that's
I
super fresh,
I
man.
Have to buy this 6-pack yeah. right now
yeah. That's a beautiful
yeah so I picked up a 6-pack of that and I've been enjoying the fuck out of that Panic 6-pack
enjoying it by
mm-hmm. And then wow. Tioga did a little one-off it barely hit town. I know Jake from State Farm got a couple of these kegs. But we did a peach 99 Golden Ale with peach.
Ooh.
It turned out pretty good.
Since you have a you're doing stuff in Bakersfield now,
you said
making
peach?
Things.
Well, no, I'm not doing that.
Well, no, there's no. You're canning.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you're canning?
We can today.
That's badass.
Our 99 Golden Ale comes in 16-ounce cans, 6-packs now. Yeah. So it's a thing.
It's pool friendly.
Yes.
Pool friendly beer. Can I put in my flamingo floaty and it will hold up?
Yes, that'd be perfect for it, actually.
I'll test it.
I was at Goldstein's, and that session of beer drinking was kind of blurry.
Damn
but
it.
I did end up having a Fat Tire in a can. Cheers out to Stacy. I saw that. I drank that.
Somebody reminded me that I really like Just Outstanding, so I revisited
hey,
that
man.
Beer.
Hey, man, you like this beer.
And I actually started out my Goldstein's trip with a Nooner from Sierra Nevada. I was like, sometimes when I go to Goldstein's, I don't know why it is, but I walk in there and I go, I kind of want a Pilsner right now. And that's what happens. And we ended up going to Stone's after the Goldstein's.
Uh-oh.
And that's...
something. That's when it got fuzzy?
No.
No, that's when I just had water and I went home.
I did have a Sherman on tap. I did have a Sherman on tap, and then I was hanging out...
How does their Sherman on tap compare to the Beer Garden Sherman on tap?
Ooh, that's a good question.
This is a restaurant slash bar in Fresno's Tower District. Tiagoskoye's General Sherman on tap.
So
the man that runs the beer garden.
My taps are totally cleaner than theirs.
So I had a Sherman at Stone's.
A tap cleaner.
And then I was hanging out with Cole, and Cole from Goldstein's. And we were sitting there, and we decided that we wanted a couple of Coors. So I walk up to the bar. And I asked him, I was like,
you wanted a couple of Coors?
Yeah, hold on. Did you just say Coors? As in Golden, Colorado Coors?
I am a guy that will drink a Coors.
Oh, you're a normal person that likes beer.
But here was my thing. I walk up to the bar. It was kind of loud. I just said, I have two Coors. And I closed out my tab.
You're kind of loud. And I have two Coors.
And what they handed me was two little
stubby. I don't love gold.
So what they handed me was there were two bottles in the shape. They handed me two bottles in the shape of Red Stripe, and I immediately freaked out. I thought I had ordered Coors Light, and they handed me original
anybody
Coors.
Anybody would freak out at that point.
Banquet beer.
They handed me two banquet stubbies, and I was not upset. That's what happened. I forgot about that place. If you do not define Coors Light, they will hand you the stubbies, which I don't think that happens too often in Fresno. But
wow, nobody has a Hoppins name.
Hoppins, that's good.
Mary Hoppins?
Mary Hoppins.
Mary Hoppins? Nobody has Mary Hoppins?
Oh, my God.
Just
fuck?
Hoppins?
You'll be in Disneyland in a second with a Mary Hoppins.
So... but, I mean, I've had some repeats beyond that, but that's what I've been caught drinking.
Mary Hoppins.
Anybody had something interesting from the Futon 55? You guys had something interesting.
Had the Universal Friends from Modern Times, because Modern Times is still a thing.
Oh.
The grape saison.
Yeah, yeah.
Grape
yeah.
must.
Yeah, of course.
We learned that from
Protocosmos.
Protocosmos?
On draft. That was really good. The Moo Creamery in Bakersfield. That was very good.
Moo Creamy. Creamy. Moo Creamy?
Moo Creamery.
Wait, that sounds like an ice cream place.
Exactly. It is ice cream place.
But they have beer.
And they have diner food and it's bomb.
Damn.
And Guy Fieri's
What's
been
the
there.
Burger situation?
Guy Fieri's been there?
Yep.
What's the burger situation?
He's in
burgers
the,
are good.
Okay.
He was in the kitchen.
All natural.
Were his sunglasses? Were his sunglasses behind his head?
Fresh yes. pressed patties.
And his hair was on point.
His hair was on point. Dude.
You can find the episode on YouTube.
Oh. Look for the Moo Creamy.
Creamery.
Fresh
breast patties. His sunglasses are definitely behind his head the whole episode.
I just fuse there. And
yeah. That's just what I do, bro.
Like hair clips or something.
Anyways. I was thinking about Guy Fieri the other day. I was like, dude, he's got to be sick of frostening his hair. Like, he's got to be like...
his hair like, is sick of it.
I can't do it anymore. But the producer's like, no... you've got to do it. Keep that hair.
It's in your contract. Get
it's in your contract. You got 10 more years of that frozen hair. Fuck. All right.
I don't know if you guys look at Imgur at all, but somebody photoshopped him as a regular dude.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah. See that? It actually, yeah, he probably should keep the frosting.
Yeah.
Yeah, him as a regular dude is just like, yeah, it's just like, dude.
Yeah, dude. Actual dude.
Justin.
Other than that, I had the Born Again yesterday.
Born Again yesterday.
From it's the new Born
Is
Yesterday.
Is that Back to the Future
beer? They did the Born Yesterday like last year, where they got it to the stores the next day, and I guess the Born Again yesterday is supposed to be the same thing.
The day after.
I remember that being a good beer.
That was a really good beer.
Yeah,
first time.
That sucks.
That's good too. Hey, yeah, that's Heinenitas.
Yeah. Heinenitas.
Yeah, that's about it for me.
Oh. Fontana Championship. Something interesting.
Oh well, I hit a couple breweries this last week.
Brews? You have some good brews?
Yeah, bro. I totally crushed a couple.
Crushed.
Crushed.
Some brews.
I crushed Summer Solstice by Anderson Valley.
Ooh.
I crushed it so hard. I crushed that kegerator, and it foamed out. I had me a little sad moment when I was pouring.
Out.
I'm pouring. It's 4 ounces, 6 ounces, 12 ounces. Oh, that's all she wrote.
Yep.
Nice.
And then I hit a Dragon's Milk by New Holland Brewing.
Ooh, I've had that. Had it.
I felt a little lonely, and I hit the old refrigerator and grabbed a Stone Old Guardian Barley Wine from 2015.
Nice.
Ooh. That was a decent year.
It was a good year.
Sorry.
I grabbed some Omegag and that Game of Thrones Seven Kingdoms, that wheat pale ale. Wasn't really impressed.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like that either.
Yeah, I was a little sad. I had high expectations and then just felt left out.
You're leaving me out on this.
I swung through Hamilton Family Brewing Company out in Rancho Cucamonga.
Cucamonga. Oh.
And the staycation was the highlight of the night. I think I literally said I would take my socks off and stay home for this beer.
No socks required.
No socks required. Let's see. I did a little work over at Taplands out in Santa Clara. And let's see. What did they share with me? Had me a Terrace by Fieldwork, a Undead Party Crasher by Clown Shoes, a Golden Pear by Benoit Casper Brewing, had me a Resin by Six Point Brewing, and then I rolled into town with my buddy Paul from Fairfax, and I hit a Rush Hour Breakfast Stout.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. A Homologus Nectarum.
Yeah.
That's double a black IPA for
double
y'all.
Double black IPA.
And then upon recommendations, I went to House of Pendragon.
Oh.
Where I tapped into a little bit of Excalibur.
Excalibur, man. Oh, my God.
Little Lancelot.
The Lancelot's the best.
Rod's Red Rye Double IPA. The Coconut Blonde.
Coconut.
Boo, coconut.
Well, and here's my take on their Coconut Blonde. For everyone over...
No way you can work your way away from coconut.
For everyone over 30, I wanted it dialed up to 11.
Yeah.
This one goes to 11.
This one goes to 5.
Why don't you make 10? Why don't you just make 10 11?
Because 11's bigger. So it's better. And that's all I got there.
All right.
This must be homebrew.
I think you win the award for the most beers drank in one.
Paul and Fairfax, how did you enjoy? Now, you guys did a very quick little Fresno tour.
Yeah.
How did you enjoy your little Fresno tour?
That was great. Yeah. It was great. You know, I pulled in on the train. Just a quick note on the train to talk about buyout beer. I was sitting there and I saw a dude. Well, I heard the announcer say the cafe is now open, and we're selling alcohol.
Yay!
And then, and then very quickly, a guy's coming down the way with a bomber of Lagunitas.
A Lagunitas bomber?
Yeah, yeah. And he's literally just walking down the way drinking it. And then I'm not kidding. Like 10 minutes later. he's coming back with a freshie. Just like
he downed, that shit fucking then, quick.
He's obviously been on the train before.
Like it's international waters all of a sudden.
Please tell me he got off of Madeira.
He may have. I didn't see him after that. My guess is he missed his stop.
My guess is he's still on the train. He's like, where am I, bro?
Hey, what's your name?
We're in Wichita, sir. Oh, shit.
Rad, man. That's
Wichita.
Rad.
I love Kansas.
What do they got here?
What
do
they got here?
Not
much. For...
Yeah, all right. Wake me up at the next one, then.
Wake me up at the next one.
Give me another Lagunitas.
You still got that Lagunitas?
No, if you wake up in the wrong state, all of a sudden it's just back to like PBR.
Yeah. Whatever. Labatt's Blue. I took an Amtrak down to San Diego, and we had to in LA. There was an issue with the train, so we're stuck in LA on the train for like 2 hours, and we emptied them out with beer. All that was left was Labatt's Blue.
No, we went there.
We emptied it out with Labatt's Blue. They had no alcohol by the time we got to San Diego.
It's situational, man.
Yeah, Labatt's Blue was the backup, and you ran the reserves out.
That could be their commercial. Labatt's Blue. You're stuck in a train.
If you're stuck in a train, Labatt's Blue.
We'll save your rain.
Sierra used to be a pretty regular. I remember seeing a lot of people drinking Sierra Pales on... if I'm going to go in the
train beer, great train beer.
I'm just going to pack my own. Once I saw the guy with the Lagunitas, I was thinking...
Nobody's going to stop me.
I'm just going to crack into one of these fieldwork rallies.
Yeah. Oh,
but I didn't. I got off the train. This guy comes and picks me up, which is great. I was just going to walk down to the beer garden, but I had the XPA, and it was banned. Fantastic.
Yes, XBA.
I could have sat there and drank one after another of those all
Tagus
afternoon.
Tagus Co is XBA. Thank you.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Good job, Kevin.
Yeah, but I liked it. I liked my whole. I mean, I'm liking. We're still here, right? I'm still in Fresno, man.
Yeah,
Fresno, actually, man.
Yeah.
House of Pendragon. Now, what did you think of House of Pendragon being in a strip mall? Having this tap room in a strip mall, was that odd or was that like, yeah?
Okay. No, I mean, I was surprised. I didn't know that it was in a strip mall, but it doesn't surprise me because that's where a lot of, not necessarily strip malls, but a lot of that whole, you know, the Petaluma, Santa Rosa scene, there's a lot of that popping up in weird little office parks. And so, yeah, I mean, it seems kind of organic, even though like originally it was like requisite that you would have you open your brewery in an old converted warehouse in the downtown sector, but it's not possible anymore. I think that those are all they've all been taken. So now it's time to start opening.
There's no
wherever.
More cheap. Yeah, industrial parks are becoming too expensive. Now you have to find a cheaper place in industrial parks.
Yeah, pretty soon it's gonna be like suburban ranch houses. You're just gonna open your
nice.
Yes,
I would go to that.
We have totally plenty of ranch houses here to take over. That's the thing.
Yeah, we would. Fresno would own that scene. Nick, was there anything you're caught drinking?
No, nothing exciting. Drake's Draconic.
Good.
Oh man.
Six pack or?
No, it was Bombers. Yeah.
Multiple.
Well, Costco had them on sale, so you turn that down.
No, doing an oil change and grabbing
$4? Yes, please.
You go to Costco for the wood staff?
Yes.
$6.99?
It might be in the fridge right now.
Wow.
I might have brought one, too.
Ooh. I didn't know if it'd make it up to you.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I brought one
also.
No,
the cases weren't even priced yet, and they were gone.
That's fantastic.
They were gone.
Wood stout blowing out at Costco.
Costco. Okay, since we're on Costco deals, if anybody likes
Costco deals, Paul, you got a song for that? Costco deals.
Costco deals.
That's about right.
That sounds good.
$16 right now for the Fat Tire and Friends 24 pack.
I need a little lower.
Oh, okay.
You said
okay.
$16 too high.
$16 was the 12 pack price, if you remember.
That's not bad.
And this is the 24
pack. Oh, okay. I missed 24.
Yeah. $16 for the fat tire friends.
The hotel
pack.
That you guys are staying at, there's a freeway. Yeah. Uh-huh. Just on the other side of the freeway is a Costco, which he's
that's
talking
a Costco
about.
I saw that. We stopped off at the old hotel, mm-hmm. and they said, let's go do some drinking. And they as said, I'm getting on the freeway, I go, hey, there's a Costco. Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. As I'm driving past.
That's the craft beer Costco
also,
in Fresno.
Best nice. Hamburgers ever are right there in front of that Costco.
Colorado Grill.
Oh, fantastic.
Food. Yes.
And Denny's if you need to go.
Yeah. Right.
You've got it. Yeah, later on. If later on, after the episode.
Or Lenny's.
There's a Denny's there.
Lenny's if you prefer.
Hey, Lenny's. Out of curiosity, how much was your Woot Stout at your Costco?
It was under $7. Let's say that.
Whoa, mine was $9.
Yep.
Yeah.
Costco. If something makes it into Costco,
everything awesome.
It's that low down.
That's fantastic. Because I think at my local T&W, it was. I don't know, $12 ish.
Whoa, really?
But at the Costco it was $9, so I just picked one up. I'm all fuck. I'll pick up a second one for $9.
Yeah, see, ours. What happened? I think is they had put it on the to be inventoried shelf.
Yeah,
and somebody had found it and broke open the cases. And because it was not priced, it was not in the proper beer section yet. It was in the staging area still.
You got a craft beer friend
and
at
but
Costco.
But one case was already vacated, and there was a half a case left. I was like, I got to grab one now if I have a chance.
You should have grabbed two.
I should have grabbed two. Now that but there's no price on it. So it could have been 12. It could have been two. Who knows? So I took the chance, and I think it was under $7.
Nice.
I think it worked out for me.
Yeah. No price yet. Yeah. The Canal Surfer, they had a couple new rogue beers. Have you seen all these new rogue beers?
I don't think so.
Yeah. There was the Mocha IPA. Yeah.
Since I drove up here from Fontana, I am definitely swinging through that Costco and doing a craft beer takedown.
There
take
you go.
Down. I think from Dust Bowl.
Take them down. Take
not be disappointed.
Six packs of
use
their
that
taco
Costco
truck.
Car,
yes,
man.
Yes, 6 packs of taco truck at Costco. And new label, Son of Wrath.
Nice.
The new iridescent label, Son of Wrath.
If anybody likes an IPA, pick up a Son of Wrath while you're at Costco.
Yep.
I'm glad I stopped by Costco this week. I have lots
of
information.
Costco,
look at that, expert.
Yeah. Your Costco... beer buying update.
Wow. I actually went. It's not going out very much anymore. I actually went to Goldstein's twice in between the last show.
I know.
Twice? What the hell?
Mikey's been to Goldstein? What's happening here?
What's happening? And neither time, Bearded Brew. I'm like, of course, Matt's going to be there. He wasn't there either time.
Sunday through Wednesday are the days to catch me there. Wednesday is the one when we don't do podcast on, or, I mean... if I happen to be free on Wednesday, wink wink, that's when I go to Goldstein's. If not, it's Sunday to Tuesday.
Yeah, well, I was there on a I think it was Saturday and a Tuesday.
You think?
I know
the anniversary
Shana
night.
I saw
Shana both times, but she was bit. She has a group. Sheena controls like
entourage.
Good, yeah, she has an entourage. Thank you. And I couldn't break through the entourage. I couldn't break through Sheena's entourage. She's like, oh, I gotta go. Like, sorry, blah blah blah. I'm like, okay, Shamalama Ding Dong.
I know your nickname.
Yeah.
Please help me.
Yeah. But yeah, I couldn't break through. But I saw Shayna both times.
I'm perfect, Paul.
I'm the perfect. Yeah, I think she's like kind of like, oh yeah, I think I remember you.
Yeah.
But you were on the show 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I think.
Weren't you on our show?
No, that's my show.
No, that was my show.
No, you were on our show. They just show her photos of your dogs. Be like, oh, I remember you now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then Dags. She'll be like, oh yeah, those dogs. But yeah, I did that, and they have all kinds of field work there.
They are heavy on the field work, and as well, they like to do road trips. And the one in the old Air Force base, that's Faction, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they, I just saw on Snapchat today, they were back at that faction again. So you can probably expect some faction beer on draft at Goldstein's here shortly. They do some proper legal buying and very transferring legal. Of beer.
Oh, it's up and up. Wow. Yeah. On the up and up.
He said legal.
I had ancient. Look, I didn't. I actually didn't have an IPA. I went Ancient what? Mariner.
Who?
It's like a goose from yeah.
Isn't that Goza?
Goza yeah. From Fieldwork.
We had that lesson a couple episodes ago.
Oh,
Goza.
Goze. everything in Fieldwork is awesome. There was one that was actually. It was because I had it after Hop Nookie, so it messed me up. So I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm ready. Every time I have field work, it just blows me away. And this one was just like, oh, this is pretty good. I think it was Corner Shop. It's called Corner Shop. Yeah. It was fine. It was just like, unfortunately, it came right after a Hop Nookie. So.
Oh, yeah, actually, you know, I was just there, and Corner Shop is specifically more malt-driven. So that might be
why. Ah, see?
Yeah, I remember there you that go. Because I almost got one of these filled with that. And once she told me that, I said,
"Oh, look at you, Paul."
I think I'll avoid that.
Good
one.
For you, Paul. Oh, nah, damn it. Oh, the bearded brewer is getting some of that.
Oh, that's close to empty.
Oh, I got it.
That might be last pour, Mikey.
I got bottom pour.
I saw Paul set that down and heard a little weight to it.
Yeah. Like, oh, there's some left.
Still something in there.
Oh yeah, I'm getting bottom pour of this field.
Oh, the tannins have mellowed, guys.
They have meddled. Yeah. Meddled.
Magalagabag.
That's what she said.
that's it.
That is an empty crowler right there,
with
Mikey.
All the flavor crystals.
And we thought we couldn't drink
a little
tonight.
Bit of shaker foam.
All right, any beers you guys are looking out for? Paul, do you have a whale that you've never had before? Something you're like, I wish I've never had that beer.
You know, I would have just probably a couple weeks ago maybe said 6 points, and then all of a sudden 6 points hit.
You can get 6 point in the B?
All of a sudden, yeah.
Like just wherever? Whole
no,
Foods
no, or? It just showed, well, the beer craft in Novato, California.
Oh.
yeah, they just, I walked in one day and... There it was, along with Kern River. I couldn't believe it. Like, really?
Yes.
How the hell
did you just walk in there, just crack open a can? You're like, this Red Bull tastes weird.
I know. Oh, what's up with those cans? No, I'm kind of getting over the whole whale thing because usually if there's such an enigma, like, you're usually disappointed. If you're just waiting and waiting and waiting, you're inevitably going to be like, okay, that's... I mean, I kind of feel like at this point I've probably had the best possible beer I'm ever going to have. And so I'm just open to whatever comes my way. So, no, I let go. Heady, I haven't had a Heady, but... I've had so many beers that are trying to replicate it that I think I get
the Heady.
General idea.
I get it.
So...
There you go. Paul in Fairfax needs a Heady.
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting from this.
Last time I had a Heady... I was in a Holiday Inn.
Oh, you're not helping this at all. It was Valentine's Day weekend.
But you had it. You could have gone to a normal place, but you went Holiday Inn.
It was Valentine's Day week. I bought flowers.
I think they call that a handy.
So there was the California.
Back in my day.
Your older brother is here, okay, Matt?
There was the California Craft Beer Summit in Sacramento. And I was actually walking from the convention center.
Her name escapes me.
I was walking back from the convention center to my hotel, just innocently walking. And through this wrought iron...
And you got a Heady innocently walking in Sacramento?
I was chloroformed.
And there was a wrought iron fence.
Sure, I was instantly walking.
It was a dark alley.
So, darkest night, wrought iron fence in front of a Holiday Inn, and I hear, oh my God, you're the bearded brewer. It was fucking Erie Brewer. We've talked about this before.
Erie Brewer.
He's from the Californias.
Sure, sure.
He was, there was a little like
garden section with a tree in the cornerest of this Holiday Inn. He dragged a couple of lawn chairs from the front of the building, and he was just sitting there having a bottle share. He just had an ice chest. And so he was just like, I was like, I'm all, dude, okay. So we sat down, and we were just sitting there. We were having a bottle share in the Holiday Inn parking lot. And he was just like, dude, got a heady topper right here, and just cracked it open. Just fucking chilling there. Most random thing in Sacramento. Not planned. I got called out and I had beer. It was awesome.
Was it written in Sharpie?
Da, 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 da. All right, some beers to look out for real quick.
Butte Porter 28th anniversary.
Black Butte's 28th anniversary.
I believe that's at BevMo right now.
I think it's out, yeah.
Wow. BevMo had a tall stack, and it was hit the Black Butte. I didn't look at the number, but they had it.
Might have to dip into that Perfect Pour Patreon cash.
Yeah.
You guys, the Futon 55, you looking out for anything?
You're good.
I'm done.
We're good.
Don't need beer. Had it. Had all the beer. Had it all.
There's a beer that didn't make the show this week, but it's coming to us. Via one of my coworkers that's actually leaving. I hired him back in February knowing that he could get into law school, and fuck, the guy's actually smart enough that he got into law school, into San Diego of all places. So he was down there. So Michael Patty was recently down in San Diego securing housing, and he's all, dude, I got you a bottle. So he picked me up a Comet Rider from Modern Times, which is a funky, sour Brett IPA. From Modern Times in a 750, but he let me know in a 750.
Wow.
But this beer was specifically made for bottle craft in San Diego. So apparently it's kind of like the Trader Joe's of San Diego. Yeah. If you go to bottle craft, you can get this specialty Modern Times sour, which they usually do an online lottery with their sours, and people can't normally get it. Did you just tangent me right now?
No.
I heard something.
No, it wasn't anything.
But so I'm looking out to that beer to making it on this podcast. So
on the day Modern Times came to Fresno, was a celebration all throughout the town.
I'm gonna let you go on, Paul.
No, Paul does not want to participate in this.
He's like, had it.
Had it.
Done it. Done
it.
Wrote it.
She's got it in the fridge right now.
Oh, yeah.
Ale Smith, she has it in the fridge right now. Did they have Blazing World?
They have yet to have Modern Times.
Damn it.
Do you have Mega Black House in your fridge?
I do.
Oh,
yes. It's a regular.
Yeah. It's a reg.
Have you been into the City of the Dead?
Yeah, that's... Actually, I've done more City of the Dead than Mega Black House lately.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I have a City of the Dead sitting in the fridge. It's over a year old now.
Wow. Ooh, a little bit of age on that.
You need to send that out to somebody that wants a Modern Times. A needy child in need of Modern Times.
I have a
some kid without any socks or shoes.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
They need Modern Times.
I have two Modern Times. I think I have a Monsters Park or a Mega Black House. One of the two, and then a City of the Dead just chilling there.
Oh. City of the Dead, Black House, it's all in there. Not Monsters Park though. Not for $22.
$22. That is the Fresno price.
That's the Fresno price.
It's 25 in the Bay Area.
Wow! Wow.
You guys normally have inflation.
Discount town.
Yeah, go crazy. Make that $3 when you get back to the Bay.
There you go.
Craigslist.
Come on, man. Hey. Look what I got.
Yeah. $24.50.
Do you guys, a little local talk, the old Willikers.
What?
Is
What's going on?
Hold on. What is a Willikers?
Taps.
What is Willikers?
Taps and tacos.
Oh. I love tacos.
Oh, my gosh.
It's called, they are hiring right now. I went by there today. There was a group of hirees outside, waiting outside.
Were they cute?
Called Taps and Tacos.
How is this not
there
in culture?
There were some girls. There were some girls there.
Ladies.
Ladies. This I is like looking out lady. For. So we're looking out for this.
Hello, ladies.
So people have
what
asked
kind
me,
of tacos?
I don't know. Well, if it's going to be a restaurant based on beer and tacos, I'm assuming they have all kinds of different taco variants.
You got to go with
taco variants.
You got the carne asada.
Well, sure.
You got the pollo.
Chili relleno.
Yeah.
You got the carnitas.
Sure.
That's the big three.
Yeah.
What? No camarones?
Then you got the people like the abadaba and lengua.
Lengua. Oh, you guys who don't have lengua, look that up in Google. You'll like it. You'll get grossed, but then you'll like it.
Where's the shrimp tacos? That's all I want.
The fish taco? The
people that are not from Fresno, this venue that we're talking about, if you go west about a mile, there is the indoor mall, your high traffic area. And if you go catty corner from this venue, there is the State College, Fresno.
The University of Fresno State.
USF.
I used to see them on NC2A football.
So,
State. Jerry Tarkanian, Pat Hill, ring a bell.
Heard of it.
So, I mean,
heard it.
But on the same corner, you have Wendy's, you have Taco Bell, you have Popeyes, you have Chipotle, you have
Marie Callender's, Black Angus.
Marie Callender's,
anus?
Black Angus.
You say anus?
Black Anus. And Black Anus. Jamba Juice.
Not my.
So obviously for a college crowd, you have a lot of people pulling things other ways. But there is this venue. And it has the ability to do things. And it at last had a place that had 20 taps.
Yeah.
It had,
wow.
It was Crapper Century.
It had 20 taps. I heard that stuff was leased and it was removed. But I heard... I don't want to... I think they said 32 taps. I know it's more than 20. They're putting more than 20 taps back into this place.
Tony Roma's, though. We're talking Willikers.
More than 20, bro.
You've got a Tony Roma's with more than 20 taps?
No. The
Breweries and Grubhouse
was at Tony Roma's.
Yeah, yeah.
Willikers is a different building.
Willikers was before Tony Roma's. No, Willikers is the same building. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was Willikers, Tony Roma's, Fiesta Fiesta, Geary's Grubhouse, and now it's going to be Taps and Tacos.
Taps
We're all
and
talking
tacos,
about bro. The same building here.
Success, very success.
People don't great understand
success.
It.
Great success.
They have hot tub and
people don't understand it when I don't.
Jacuzzi.
When I say that I don't like Shaw Avenue, it's one of those, if you watch it in Bar Rescue, and they're like, there's 35,000 cars that go past here every hour. It's true. That is Shaw
Avenue.
They
just don't stop here.
But they don't deviate. They don't turn. No, they just keep going. So it's, unless you have a good product, it could be the worst thing for you.
Oh, it might blow the ass.
I don't know. Beer and tacos is a good product.
But yeah, so.
Beer and tacos is fantastic. You got to get someone to stop.
Yeah. Well, cheers. Nobody's written us a cheers song.
Oh, wow. Try to call someone out.
All right.
Yeah, Jim, come on.
I have a list a mile long.
Oh, my God.
And you guys wouldn't believe like some of the random things that I'll hit on. Then I'll go, that needs a song. And
then you went to
and
bed.
I actually sit. I'll sit there and do it for a while, but then will I actually get around? Like, I don't know if you remember this. This is probably over a month ago, but Matt was talking about liking saisons, and Mikey was like, "No, you don't. I'm going to edit that out. I'm going to change it to I like turtles." so I proceeded to write this like long I like turtles song.
turtle.
I think it's better for everybody that it didn't.
No, it's way
but
worse.
We know it exists. That's all we need to know.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's
that
out
could,
there.
That could oh, be on God. The B side.
That makes
of your
me
album.
So. That makes me so happy that exists, though. Oh my God.
Yeah, there's at least five or six moments per episode. But yeah, I don't do the obvious ones like Cheers or. There actually is a Looking Out For song that for some reason I haven't sent.
Oh.
So.
You're holding out on this.
Been looking out for guys.
I am looking out for guys.
Looking out for guys.
I see how you spun that.
Looking out for hot guys. Okay. Like in shape
hot dudes. Yeah.
Not like dumpy guys. Like good arms and everything.
I remember we
You got nice arms, guy.
You got nice arms, guy. You got nice arms, guy. Yeah.
It was one of the first times we had experienced chalk pens at Tioga Sequoia, and we had this idea with two employees that no longer work with us that one of the guys decided to write Stuart from Visalia had this nice Buick. He had this nice Buick that had this nice little ledge above the trunk, and we had a silver car, and he had, and the other guy that worked for us, he had a nice little orange chalk pen. Stuart was off doing his sales thing, and his car was just sitting there, and he decided to write "Cowboys Butts Drive Me Nuts" right on the trunk lid.
Nice.
And you know, he discovered it not too long after. He wasn't too upset, but that's what you get for working at a brewery.
Is there any cheers? Any cheers you guys got?
Cheers.
Did I miss that segment, or did we do that already?
We don't know anything.
I'm gonna re-cheers Todd a lot. I saw him liking a couple Todd of my photos. I haven't heard from him in a while. I haven't called him out, but you know, I haven't heard from him in a while, so he's a pretty cool dude. And then last week I sent a cheers out to Robert Stewart, and he actually re-chimed in and said, "Hey, heard the shout out on the show. You guys have a place to crash in Tennessee. Our beer scene is growing
yes.
and is only 1.5 hours away from Asheville." So
Tennessee.
And then that's I also called place. Out Jazz from Portland, and she also chimed back in and said, "Thanks for the shout out on the show. Hit me up if you ever decide to come to check out the brews up here in Portland."
Brews.
Whoa. Brews.
Brews.
So, are they crushable?
They crush those brews, bro.
I mean, crushable. When people add me on Untappd, I have no idea if they just add me organically or what. So apparently,
yeah, I want to know. Like,
apparently, we're getting some show listeners adding me, or you know, just blindly adding me on Untappd, not knowing that they actually listen. Yeah. So it's kind of cool.
I very selfishly want to know, are you adding me just because, like, oh, this is a human being, all I know? Or is it because you're like, oh, the perfect bar?
Do I have nice hair, or is it perfect pour?
Yeah, or is it perfect pour?
The Untappd is the one social media where I don't care about my physical presence being there. It's a Volkswagen bus going down the highway. It says Matt from the Perfect Pour. There's no descriptors of it being myself, and that's my biggest pet peeve. Somebody that adds me on Facebook and it's just 100 photos of dogs, I typically don't add them. So I can understand
you don't need
that people are going out on a limb to add me on Untappd. So I appreciate all of them, and I'm appreciative if they listen to the show.
Bearded Brewer 87.
On everything.
It's a handle.
I think even Reddit. I think I'm even... Yeah, I think I'm on Reddit.
Reddit?
Yeah. Yeah, what have you talked about? You're like, you found like some old, like Trump is, you're digging up some old stuff. Some old stuff on Reddit. You're like, I hate podcasts.
I've never actually posted anything. I think that there was an AMA of like probably some female celebrity that I probably chimed in on.
Oh. That's about it.
Celebrity boobies are nice.
Do we have one last? What's the last beer of the episode, guys? Pick one last beer of the episode.
Is that my responsibility to pick?
I don't know.
All right, let's go. Should we trust you at this point?
You can trust me.
Okay.
This was a Costco pickup, and we're gonna go with the 2016 Wood Style.
Is that with Phil Wheaton?
By the way. Cheers to all the golden gods of the Perfect Pour that donate to the show on Patreon. Thank you for keeping us going.
Good work. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. Patreon.
I love gold.
Oh, my God.
Now, I have read that 2016's Hoot Stout is supposed to be a clone of an earlier Hoot Stout. As it's making its way around
the
table.
It's got the cool Star Wars geeky label.
Super geeky.
Wheaton.
Why are you saying it like that?
Cheers to Surly Steve, Subs and McKenzie, Misfits, Jake137,
Woo!
Glasting, Burka, KM_craftbeer, MJ8. Venom 666. That's metal.
Metal.
Yes. Ooh. The cast. Odin's Gift. Sung Kim. Nick Darway. Yeah, aka Nick, or Nick Darway is Odin's Gift.
Yeah, Nick Darway.
Justin Mason. At 1970s boy.
I'll add some cheers to that. I'll add a Bay Area Draft. CJB Barnett. C. Coates. Oven Wench 33 out of SoCal.
Oven Wench.
Oven Wench. That's pretty sweet.
Oven Wench followed me recently, too.
Oh,
we have a mutual friend.
That's weird.
A Mr. Jazz and a James _ Martella out of Longmont, Colorado.
Wow. Woot Stout.
Woot Stout. It is a woot.
Opinions on the Woot Stout.
Very, very thick and heavy, Doc.
I wish they would make...
That's heavy, Doc.
I wish they would make a...
Marty!
A hanger to hang from my...
What, are they assholes or something?
Well, I want to hang the smell from my rearview mirror and...
And Woot Stout freshener.
Yes. Roll that through the car wash.
A hop air freshener.
Ooh, a hop air freshener.
Got it. That's not a stout air freshener. Right,
it was perfect, in other words.
Oh, man.
What happens when you go to a DUI checkpoint and you got a hot freshener in your car?
I blame it on the freshener.
Yeah. It's a freshener, sir. Oh, okay, of course.
It's please try.
Of course.
this freshener's got me fucked up, bro.
Sweet, sir.
Sorry, am I in Clovis now? Oh, shit.
Chocolate waste.
I drove too far. Can I make a U-turn?
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to The Perfect Pour. Thank you, Paul. Montana Jim. Oh, my God. Kay the Frezzo.
Thank you guys so much.
It's a blast.
I hope now that you've seen how the sausage is made, you're like, I'm done listening to that podcast.
I'm totally done.
I am done.
Moving on.
I did not realize how terrible it was.
Going back to good beer hunting.
Ooh, wow. That's like, you know, mellow, yeah. Serious talk. Beer talk. I listen to good beer hunting.
No, I do. Yeah.
I listen to all of them. Yeah, sometimes. I don't listen to every episode. When I see a cool person. That's what, that's what I try to figure out. If a Perfect Pour listener sees a title, I'm like, no, I don't think I don't like that. And then I'm out. That's what I'm thinking about in the title. Because I do that same shit with other beer podcasts. Yeah. I'm like, I don't think I want to listen to that. Or I'm like, yeah, that looks cool. So
judgmental.
Yeah, I'm judgmental. Sorry. Sorry, Beerus. Nah, I listen to all the beer shows. They won a medal. They're the best.
They're metal?
Best podcast. They won the best food podcast. Oh my God. It's getting crazy. All right. Thank you, everybody. Anyone want to say anything before we go?
I like turtles.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Been the perfect pour. Cheers, everybody.
I like turtles.
Turtles are cool.
Is this the longest show?
Yes.
It felt pretty darn long.